The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
From the technical difficulties. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
From the basement where I love to warm up these lips, you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, John, and Gabe.
You might hear that.
Okay, so one fucking failed thing after another, but we seem to manage to fucking get this shit at least somewhat together.
What?
What?
Oh my god, that'd be so hilarious if all of a sudden John just couldn't hear us.
Wait, so are we recording?
We're
now?
Recording, by the way.
Oh, hey, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan.
I'm John.
That was really weird.
I'm John.
From the Phantom Power Zone. From
the Phantom Power Zone.
That's awesome. Oh, so we like
How
to.
How are you guys?
I'm good. How are you? How's your Easter?
It's quiet. I'm at the house. The wife and kid are down in Pueblo with the grandparents, so I have nothing going on now.
Nice. Whoa. Well, you're opening the store, though, in a little bit, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I don't know if it's going to be busy today. I don't know. A lot going on for Easter. What?
I said I love your pop filter.
We didn't put the pop filters on.
So there's going to be a lot
of
every time
I say
today.
Pop filter, it'll be like
the pop filter prevents the peas from popping. That's another one of those vocal warm-ups you can do.
I'll give you a vocal warm-up.
Oh, I bet you would.
Oh, man. So we start off with random stupid shit that we find on the internet all the time.
Yes.
So instead of finding something on the internet, I found something at the grocery store yesterday.
Okay.
Did you know that there's a product called Dude Wipes?
I saw your picture.
That looked like the labels. When I saw the label, I thought you were at like Petco or something because they look very familiar to Petco labels.
No, it was just at the grocery store. It was in the toilet paper aisle.
Wow.
So that's what they're for, I assume. I didn't buy any.
Oh, you should have.
No, so here's the thing.
Wiping dudes.
Yeah.
just random dudes.
All I could think of was like the 80s version of that commercial. Like, you ever get that not so fresh feeling in your ass crack? No, so here's the thing. John, you have, you know, a kid that has, you know, may still be in diapers, I'm not sure, but you know, so you've changed a few.
I'm still in diapers. I don't know about you guys.
only when I go out drinking.
Hey, which is never, because he's lame.
No, I just smoke weed home. It's cheaper and I don't have to go places. But
smoke weed every day.
So I've changed a lot of diapers. Juan's changed a lot of diapers. You've changed a lot of diapers. What would you say the approximate price of like a single package of diaper wipes?
I don't know. Costco.
But even if you buy like them at Costco for just like the one packet, no way. No, they're not.
Yeah. I mean, when you buy them at Costco, they're like $15 for a bajillion of them.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like $10 for like an 8-pack of.
Yeah.
The package of Dude Wipes, the single package of them. Is $6.50.
Wow.
Like, it's this crazy, like, oh, we branded this for dudes, so we're going to make it super expensive, and nobody's going to buy it because it's the stupidest fucking product.
Is it made from actual dudes? Like, what's the percentage that the whatever EPA allows of actual dude in the package?
It's got real bits of dude in there.
So you can wipe confidently.
Do you want your ass to smell like a man's ass?
Yes, I do.
I've always wanted
this to guy have, knows me.
I've I always wanted it. To have man ass. Oh, I don't know. It was just
John. How are you, man?
And I am. Speaking of weird shit you find on the internet, I'm literally looking at Newsarama's website, and there's a fucking ad for cute animal butt cookies. That's a Pillsbury thing to get the recipe. I'm sorry, but I don't want a recipe for fucking animal butt cookies. What does that even mean?
That is kind of a weird thing.
I'm currently looking up.
I'm going to take a screenshot, and I'm going to send it to you guys so you can see it.
Don't take our internet down.
That's not my fault, man.
We determined that it is not my internet, that it was your old
computer.
It's
still your internet.
Oh, my God. You are...
People are streaming on Gabe's... I'm good. How are you guys?
How's the store?
It is... fucking insane. I don't even know. I don't
listen
even know
to you,
to
buddy.
Himself.
Get front page of the newspaper. All of a sudden, fucking John's high and mighty.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just saying I'm very, very thankful and fortunate. It has been as awesome as it's been. I don't know. It's really cool.
I feel like you opened your store at like the exact right time for comic books.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like you hit like that perfect like peak time. It's pretty cool.
That golden, hopefully there's not a giant fallout afterwards, period.
I don't think so. I don't think you're in a time, I honestly don't think you're in a time where a giant fallout could,
so like,
honestly.
Sure. The 90s problem had less to do, I think, with like the kitschy, like, you know, the die cut cover and all that crap, as it did, I feel like the problem had more to do with like the actual quality of the comic.
Sure.
Like, you know, my friend Steve and I last night, we were talking about it. You know, he had every Image title that was coming out, but it was like Wetworks and, you
right.
know, you know,
yeah,
Freak Dead Force Blue. And
Deathblow and Team 7.
And all of the comics were just like the same thing, but with like slightly different
belts and pouches
and like colors of skin.
Right. Yeah.
Whereas now, like, Image is putting out, like, really high-quality books, you know,
right.
plot-wise and art-wise, and so's Dark Horse, and so's IDW, and so's Boom. The people that are floundering are Marvel and DC, but their movies drive the comic books.
They're not even frank.
No, just quality-wise,
right.
like the plot line. But they're driven so much by the movies and TV that it just doesn't matter
so
that
So do
much.
You think that people who are driven to read comic because of the movies and stuff think that they're floundering?
No, not at all.
Or is that just your opinion?
I think it's because I've spent so much of my life reading comic
right.
books that when I compare like older Batman issues, well, Batman's a bad example, but like, because the Batman run right now is awesome.
Yes.
But like older, like the whole thing, Spider-Gwen, Gwenpool and all that crap.
I like Spider-Gwen.
It's a silly that I don't think works because it's just a gimmick. Like, it's like a comic book.
I like Spider.
It's weird.
I don't know nothing about Gwenpool, but I like Spider-Gwen.
I think that's it. I've put enough comics into my head that subpar for what Marvel in the past.
Did you read Spider-Gwen? Did you?
Yeah, I read.
Well, did you read Spider-Gwen, the whole thing?
Yeah, it just,
well,
it's not my thing in general.
Like, it's almost pandering what they're doing with Spider-Gwen and Gwenpool and stuff like that. You know, that they're... They do this, you know, variant cover, and it gets so many people eat it up for whatever reason. You know, mostly, I think it's mostly speculative, which then says, you know, then Marvel says, oh, hey, there's a demand for this, so let's put a story out. And so they do, where you have Image that's going the exact opposite. And they are, in my opinion, kind of cutting edge, and they're, you know, boldly going where no one has gone before except for Vertigo and, you know, stuff like that. It's just kind of interesting.
The problem is it that's kind of where I come. The problem is the problem really with Marvel and not with the people who buy the books? Because if they put out a Gwenpool, whatever, Spider-Gwen, people buy the shit out of it. Why would he be doing it?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, that absolutely makes sense, but I think there's a level of that Marvel see both do a lot where they find things that are just sell.
Sure.
But they don't really care about the quality.
Sure.
And what happens is after you've read like a comic for a while, if trash that you're like, but like the content gets stale or fast, it sets you up for, of say, a drop off. Like they did it in the 90s a bunch where they released a gajillion
sure. yeah.
number one issues. And they're kind of doing that again, but they have like weird backup titles that are phenomenally. DC has Batman, Detective Comics, own Swamp Thing going on right now, or like... Marvel has like Miss Marvel is really, really, and like Doctor Strange, but like their tentpole titles are just kind of like, this is so.
But my question, that's what I'm saying, is you're saying that because they're pulling in people who have never, you know, or have in the past or whatever. I honestly don't think they're these new people because you're so used to one thing. What was the past or what indie titles are putting out? These people don't know any. That's what I'm trying to get at is if they like one, why wouldn't for these people who are buying it and loving it?
What I'm saying, what they're putting out, because it's so like everything is a spin-off of something else, sure. It sets it up for fast. Like, I mean, there's even people already that, oh, I like the first like 2-issue Gwenpool and now it's stupid. Like, and those are like,
yeah, I don't know readers. Nothing about and Gwenpool. I read the whole thing. Because we get our pull kind of a weird fucking time, so I have no idea if it's on.
Yeah. I do kind of like getting my books like every 6 weeks because I get a giant stack of them and I can do what I like to do, which is like read like 3 or 4 issues at once. So
nice. I liked it. I'm newer, but I'm not really new.
And that's totally fine. I'm not dogging. I mean, I regularly dog on people's opinions of things, but if you like something and it floats your boat, that's fine. What I'm saying is that because Marvel's like so concerned, like they're putting out the Gwenom, which is the Gwen Stacy Venom hybrid that's based on a cover, like,
right.
And it's like the third time they've done that, and it's not in like over several years. In the last year, they're like, okay, we're gonna put out Gwen Stacy and Gwenpool and Gwenom and, you know, Gwen Marvel and Gwen Guardian of the Galaxy. You know,
they had a whole month where it was Gwen variant cover. They had Gwen of Thunder and all that sort of stuff,
right?
And,
which sounds super cool. No, just kidding.
I think where Gabe's coming from, and I might be completely off, but so Gabe's coming from a point where Marvel is currently producing titles that he is very much interested in that are based on characters that have been around for 60 and 70 years.
Right.
Like, well, maybe not that long, but, you know, 40 or 50 years. Close, like Black Knight, like Howling Commandos of S.H.I.E.L.D. that could be something amazing that haven't really been touched in years and that are failing because the story sucks, the art sucks. You know, there's no care there or interest
and they're doing the same with like the new stuff, like Gwenpool. I have them, other people that have, that was okay, I guess. And that sucks when they're also with like you said, like Black Knight and Howling Commandos of S.H.I.E.L.D. There's things that are getting through that are amazing, sure. Like fucking Howard the Duck. Brilliant and fucking hilarious. Doctor Strange, this Marvel's run of Thor. But for every like 4 or 5 titles at Marvel's that are super high quality art plot wise, they're churning out like 25 books that are just like.
And sure. I don't think that's going to slow down, and I don't think it's bad business. I mean, you've got probably 6 years movies still. I mean, unless the movies take a dive, which I don't see happening, but you've got 5 or 6 years we're going to hit, going to keep people in the comic, you know, and that gives those new people the opportunity to see or to read Howard. You know what I mean?
What I'm afraid, say the guy that has his eat by like Captain America.
Sure.
And then he goes and buys the new Captain that I read 5 issues of and was super subpar. Wasn't or like the stuff that.
But if he's going to jump in and read it and think it's subpar, don't you think going to think that no matter what?
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. Is like, what if a guy comes to a comic book because of like, wow, this is really shitty. But he's new to it. He's not going to try to explore anything else. He's like, I'll just watch the movies.
I just think opinions like that are like,
I know,
you can't.
But I think it makes like it's hard. It makes super temporary fans.
Sure,
and
sure,
I think there's a level of like editorial oversight that Marvel is so concerned with. How can we churn out a lot of shit? We'll sell a shitload of number one issues, but they're not what the comic looks like when it's like an issue 6, which is what's going to actually the comic book culture and business alive. Whereas Image, let's take creators and focus on last issues.
So when we talk about this, should we be talking generically about Marvel, or should we be talking about the people who actually write the comic? I mean, because I'm sure Marvel gives them direction, or whoever, whatever department or whatever you're in.
I think
you know what I mean.
I think of all the comic book companies, Marvel on an editorial are the most most highly involved. This is how it has to, this is what it has to be written about. And as a consequence, kind of, I think they let stuff slide. They're so side of the significant, more profitable side. They're letting the comic book side of it kind of know. What do you think?
Well, and you've seen this. So you've seen this in the past with, like, a couple of years ago, they did this asinine thing where, like, Spider-Man would have been on issue number 14, but they would have had a giant number one in the top right-hand corner that it was the first issue of a new story arc. You know, even though it was issue 14, they threw the one on there because they knew that they were going to grab people who just wanted, you know, copies of number one as kind of a cash grab mentality.
Right,
so,
right.
I don't know. I mean, it's interesting because we definitely sell more Marvel stuff than DC or Image at the store, but the people who come in, you know, I also find that people drop Marvel titles. You know, they'll grab Captain America Sam Wilson for three issues and then they'll drop it, and then they'll pick something else up and they'll run with that for a little bit and then they'll drop it. So there's much more of this kind of testing the water, but not really any long-term commitment out of titles. And I think that speaks volumes to, you know, what the content is of those books.
And I tend to agree with that. Like, when I pick up the title, most of the time it stays a character I'm in respect that it's good. And I think a big function of that is that their editor is Jeff John, who is like really big on telling the story. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And always has been. Whereas Marvel, like, fucking love the Howlings. I love the monsters, the Legion of Monsters.
Exactly.
And they threw that story to trash. You know, they could have done it. Black Knight, awesome story. Like, great plot. Cursed sword that makes you like this awesome, like, super knight, basically. But it slowly turns and you have to be aware of how much the weapon they
I don't know. To this day, I don't have dropped it out of full. I think I'm just really easy to please, and I honest to God.
Yeah, you are.
Took a couple minutes, and that was it. I honestly think the people who are coming into the hobby, a lot of them, maybe not all of them, but I think a lot of them are probably like, okay, you know, I'll give it a try, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I think you're thinking too much into it as people go. As far as somebody who's never read comics, which it sounds like the big two, those are the people who degenerate back into the hobby.
Right.
As opposed to trying necessarily very hard to keep you, you know what I mean?
And I think that's my problem with it, is I feel like it's super short-sighted.
Right.
It's how can we get people to buy, like, a bunch of number ones or, like, this title that's connected to a movie, but not how can we sustain that readership over time. That's what's frustrating.
And I don't know how they did it with, you know what I mean? Because you guys
you're on this fucking podcast. That's why.
Well, but you guys,
we're like, read fucking comic books, you asshole.
That's not true. John got me reading comic books before we ever started the fucking podcast.
What, like two?
Just about.
And to the approval of John's wallet, I've never dropped a title.
And see, I don't understand that either, because
I have to drop titles because I already read too many books.
I want to be selling you stuff that you want to read. If you're hanging on to something that is subpar, I don't want you to pay for that.
That's what I'm saying is.
He's saying
I'm
not
very easily
subpar.
Pleased. Exactly.
Okay,
very easily pleased with the things that I'm reading. And I think that you're getting new, not you in personally, I think you in general are getting new fans to the hobby who are a lot like me. They just want to read, especially little kids. They just want to read stories about Captain America or Spider-Man or Iron Man. They don't know. That's what I'm saying is they don't know how good, and I don't know how good things were or could have been, the titles that you're reading, unless you introduce them to me how they are. All I know is what I'm seeing in front of me. If I'm used to subpar, then I don't know the difference. Why would I drop something unless it gets really, really horrible?
Which
you know what I mean? Which it
sometimes.
Could. Yeah. I don't I'm just saying that I think more and new fans are a lot like me.
I can see that.
That makes sense. Absolutely.
No, I told you the weird sports thing. I was like, when you first gave it to me, I was like, I don't know if I can fucking keep with this one. And it was only four issues.
Oh, the Strange
four
Sports
or five.
Tales?
Yeah. I was like, I don't, this is really fucking odd and off the, and I couldn't keep up. And and John told me it's only four. And I was like, all right, let's just keep, or whatever it was.
Right.
So I saw, kind of speaking of, to the number one on issue like 16 or whatever, like.
Sure.
So. I pulled up, I have Sub City 1 and 2, which is in Spider-Man 13 and 14 with McFarlane run of Spider-Man.
Okay.
And the top of issue 13, it's like, it's funny because it's at the point in time when Todd McFarlane was getting ready to leave Marvel.
To go to Image.
And to go to Image. And you can tell that he'd become like super cognizant of like how ridiculous it is. So at the top of the cover, it says 13th. Collector's item issue because it's issue number 13. I'm like, that's awesome.
Well, somebody was in the store the other day and made I think it was John Lyons from the group, because he actually wrote a paper for his college class on Stan Lee, and he said that he brought up an interesting point that I didn't really realize, that Stan Lee was the epitome of a salesman, because he started writing Fantastic Four in the – because you know how in the old school Marvel books, there was always a block of text. It was kind of a from the author sort of this is what you're reading. This is what's going on.
Like kind of the backstory of
– I don't know anything.
Of Fantastic Four every issue. Yeah.
Right. In one of those first pieces that he did, he told people to hang on to this, that it would be a collector's item, that, you know, so and Marvel's kind of always had that thing going forward where DC in the Silver Age, you know, and I think that may be why you don't find as many high quality Silver Age DC books. You know, nobody was telling you to take care of this and to put it away and treat it with respect, because it's a collector's item and it'd be valuable, worth something down the road. So it was kind of a
– but cut this value stamp out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking dick. Like
but it was just kind of interesting because they've always ran with the, you know, this is a collector's item. Save this. It's the 13th collector's item in a row that you should hang on to and buy 8 copies of and read one and put the others away, sort of. I don't know.
See, crazy. I'd never – that's not me. Personally, I just want to read the books. If there were something in the cool, I don't care. I don't
care what they're going to be worth in the future or like right now. All I care about is that I save them so that someday my kids and my kids, that's really my ultimate goal, is that someday my grandkids are like, Grandpa, tell me about Conan, the greatest things in life.
Or they'll say, oh, yay, another story about Conan.
Oh, fuck. Fuck yourself, Juan.
So
my kids
in preparation,
are going to wear loincloths and no shirts and kill monsters.
You have girls. You probably want to.
No, my grandkids. Oh.
His future non-female grandkids.
Yeah. In prep to go see Batman versus Superman tonight, since nobody's here at the house, I watched Conan the Barbarian with Momoa last night, and it is amazing.
Oh, God damn it.
I still haven't seen it.
It is genuinely, like, aside from the original Conan the Barbarian with Schwarzenegger, I like it. It's probably my favorite, like, you know, film and TV incarnation.
Sure.
I haven't seen that or the new Batman.
The cartoon.
I'm sad.
Sad Panda?
Yeah, we were going to go to the drive-in.
And it got canceled.
And it got canceled because of the snow.
And then I invited Juan to come.
You did. So the story was, I got to work and I was like, oh man, the shit got canceled, blah, blah, blah. So the guys were like, well, let's just go tonight. And then we're debating whether to see it in 2D or 3D. And I absolutely, 3D. I don't see any fucking movies in 3D.
Yeah, we'd see it in 3D.
You're right. But the debate was whether they were going to see it at 9:45 in the 2D and the 3D. And by the time I knew what was going on, it was already come see you. That's where
I had
at.
An extra ticket and everything. Because like a guy was going to come with us and he didn't show up and I had already bought his ticket for him. Oh, so you could have shown up, would have given it to you for your birthday and everything.
Well, my brother was like, because they wanted to go see the 1033D. He was like, I'll pay for you. It's your birthday, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I don't give a fuck about the time or the money. I don't want to see the fucking movie in 3D. I don't like seeing movies. But again, I didn't know. I thought we were going to go to the 2D one.
You should have been like, Gabe is a friend.
Then my brother?
He's already invited me over with a set time.
Well,
I don't care that you're family.
That's awesome.
No, so I need to go see it some soon.
Wait, so am I totally ahead of the curve? Yeah, I'm the only one that's seen it?
Yeah.
You win.
Victory!
The fucking hater who loves the movie is the only one that's seen it. How is that possible?
I don't know.
How am I a hater?
Did you like my comment to your comment?
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
I don't know that I saw it.
When you said you did. You liked it. When you said when you told Gabe you liked the movie, and my comment my comment was, are you sure that's not supposed to say you liked the movie?
Isn't that what I said?
No, you were
emphasis.
The emphasis was on the wrong syllable.
Yeah.
Oh, syllable.
Cuz Gabe's a hater.
I'm not a hater. And then Juan posted the picture of
the curmudgeon.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Oh, man. Should we talk about news?
So we could talk about Batman versus Superman, non-spoilery.
Yeah, tell us, Daddy. Would you like it?
Tell us, Daddy.
All right.
That's a story.
So non-spoilery.
And no fucking spoilers, because I'm going tonight.
All right.
Are you going by yourself?
No, Carissa's coming up tonight.
Oh.
How can I do this non-spoiler? Okay, so it takes the two biggest... It takes the biggest Batman story and the biggest Superman, kind of puts them... So there's that. In a way that I really enjoy. I'll let you determine for yourself. Like, obviously, we know that Dark Knight Returns is a huge part of it, but past that... I have an idea. Yeah, pass that. I'll leave it alone.
Idea.
I can see why critics are really not liking.
Okay. And why do you think that is?
A, it's extremely plot driven. Okay. It's a lot.
So story.
It's a lot of downtime and build up of character building of people that you already know. Like, you already know Superman. You already know Batman. It's not necessary, I think, for a lot of people to show, you know, the pathos that creates Batman, his parents dying, all that other stuff. It's not necessary to show the pathos of, like, a superhuman creature who's trying to, like, do the right thing by, like, human, who's from a different world and all this other stuff. Like, we all know those stories, and I think that frustrates a lot of people that they tread that some again. But I think what's important about it is to show the different motivation, why Batman's a super and why Superman. Like, Batman is very much fueled by, like, anger and revenge, and Superman is very much fueled by, like, hopefulness and, like, generosity. Okay, so it sets it up for them to be the two different things, and then kind of makes them switch places, where, like, Superman becomes the angry side and Batman becomes the protective side. It does it in a really interesting way. Other things that people are, like, really balking at is, like, Batman's, like, Batman kills people. Like, he blows shit up and does things where there's no way somebody can survive. Like, there's this is not spoilery because you won't know the context, but there's this scene where he's driving the Batmobile and he, like, hooks, like, he shoots out, like, a grappling hook and grabs a car and, like, drags the car behind him and basically, like, plays whip it with it into another car. And, like, everything blows up and you're like, all six of those guys are fucking super dead. Like, there's a
wrong
lot
place, wrong time.
Yeah. there's several scenes where there's, like, a flash forward scene, which is the scene where Batman's in, like, that kind of that brown trench coat and the goggles and stuff, where
sure,
where he, like, straight up, like, shoots, like, you know, and that really bums people out.
But do you think that's a product of him being an older version of who most people know?
Absolutely. Like, I think there's a misunderstanding. There's a really great line in the movie where Batman says, you know, he's Bruce Wayne, he's talking to Alfred, and he says, I'm now older than my father had. He's old. He's supposed to have been, like, retired, I think, in the movie. So, like, he's supposed to be, like, in his 50s. And for starters, the first time I saw Ben Affleck on the screen, I leaned over to Nate, who doesn't listen. Fuck that guy. But thanks for going to the movie with I was like, dude, does he want to get that big? And he got that big. Wow. Fucking enormous. But
cool. And he's just talking about his cock.
Yeah. And that's just the cock piece.
Need batarangs. You got the bat cock.
People balk at, like, the gun usage, and there's, like, a really cool fight scene where, like, it's a room full of guys with machine guns, and he does the thing where they do in kung fu movies where he'll grab the other guy's hand and, like, make him pull the trigger and spin around the room. People are like, it's gun shoots people. It's like,
he didn't use somebody else's gun.
Yeah, it's like there's weird things that are, like, bothering people where I'm like, well, if you really look at Batman, like, Batman has used guns a lot, and he's used guns to intimidate people, and he's used guns, like, ancillarily like that. You know, he uses a sniper rifle to shoot, like, a detector thing on a truck. He uses a grenade launcher that has, like, mystified kryptonite in it, you know.
I think it's the same thing that people were getting mad at Superman in,
that it's too dark. Yeah.
It's just, it's the characters who are who they are, plus these movies aren't made for kids. I mean, it's a real life situation. What do you do with people? You can't always subdue them and not do anything.
Right.
I think, but what I feel like people are really balking at is the action isn't what drives them.
Right.
There's fight scenes. There's shit that happens that's action-y. Like there's a cool car chase scene. There's a lot of Batman fighting people scene. There's a whole montage of Superman saving stuff, which is really cool. But like the montage of Superman saving stuff has this voice overlay of like how much threat is Superman, you know, how he takes unilateral action without consulting the government. Like, is it safe to have somebody like this? So like the things that look heroic are overlaid with like this nuance of this could be really dangerous, you know, and people, I don't think like that because they're putting the current politics that are going on right now into that, where they're like, Batman could be very Trump-ish and Superman could be very like an illegal immigrant being oppressed, but he looks like a terrorist. And like, there's a lot of like nuance of our current political situation that I think people off to a really well-made plot driven.
And do you think some of the outrage as well happens to of the detook Batman, Superman, who else knows all at the beginning end of the product as opposed to doing a Superman and a Batman themselves, because they're having, now that everybody's in there, they're having to do some sort of background. You know what I mean?
They don't.
No?
Because they don't. There's quite a bit of character for Batman and Superman. There's almost none for, he's in the movie. He's awesome.
Right.
But you get zero of her backstory other than little hints that she's been around for a very long time.
Right.
Other than that, like there's no backstory. There's no backstory for the rest of the Justice League. You get glimpses of them, but there's no like, this is what is going on. They explain fuck all about the rest of the Justice League. And it's actually part of what makes it super, super cool.
Nice.
Is that like you see Aquaman and there's context for it, but it's not like very obvious context. Unless you are familiar with Aquaman, you're just going to be like, oh, that's Jason Momoa's character as Aquaman. And this is the Flash. Like the Flash scene, it's awesome. Flash. The Aquaman scene is rad. The Cyborg scene is rad. Oh, it's super, super cool. And the way they reveal is really, really cool.
Is John going to be happy with them in the movie?
No, not enough.
God damn it.
There's a scene where I personally was like, oh man, here he comes again. And then it doesn't happen. I'm like,
son of a bitch. Why not more?
But they leave it in such a way that you really, really want to see more of them. Like you really do. The one review that I've seen.
That's kind of what I was getting at is Marvel did it so you wanted to see this team up as opposed to wanting to see the individual movies.
And I think DC nailed that. Like they nailed the, hey, here's a tease of what's coming. Like, and the, oh my God. There's a scene where Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman all have to fight together. And like, obviously, you know they fight Doom, right? I mean, that's been spoiled for everybody.
Unfortunately.
But when they all have to work together and you basically see the birth of the Justice League, it's like, oh, this is awesome. There is a moment where it's totally like, you know, because Doomsday is like this insurmountable like force, and Batman or Superman and Wonder Woman are like, you know, pounding the shit out of him. And there's a scene that's kind of like over Batman's shoulder, and all I can think is, I'm just gonna stand over here.
What the fuck am I supposed to do?
He ends up being super helpful. Like
the shop that only had one person that absolutely, and he couldn't really give me great reason. He's just like, nope, didn't like it. I was like, well, what didn't you like about it? Did you not like, because I've heard that the editing is not great, and I've heard, you know, there are some plot holes, but he wasn't, I don't know.
For me, the only drawbacks, I fucking hate how Zack Snyder directs an act. So, like, the Christopher Nolan action scenes are super crisp. You can see what's happening. You get to see fucking Christian Bale beating the shit out of people, like, in real time, you know? the choppy, like, cinema verite style of filming action scenes, I fucking hate that. Because I want to see Ben Affleck pound that dude's head into the floor so hard that the floor breaks. Like, I want to see that. And, like, there, it was cool because there was a there were a couple people behind us that were clearly huge Batman fans. Because, like, every time Batman was kicking ass, they'd be like, oh, yeah, woo! And every time Superman was kicking ass, they were totally silent. Like,
that's too funny.
The audience enjoyed it. Like, the group that I saw it with, people were, you know, people clapped at the end of it. Like, there, I mean, it was fun. It was a good movie.
I figured that this movie was because it's the linchpin for the Justice. You need to know why they're all getting together. It's not just happens in the movie.
Right.
It needs to make sense.
Well, and even in, like, the birth of the Justice League, it's because there was this Starro creature that came from outer space that was threatening to take over the world. And so Superman couldn't beat him by himself. And therefore, the Justice League had to come together to beat the fucking starfish.
Yeah. And
nice.
That's basically what's happening in this one.
There's a big starfish?
There's not a big starfish.
There's fucking Starro.
God, I would be so stoked if that's what they did. I'd be like, oh my God, you guys read comic books? Like, it's clearly a movie that's made, I think, less for the general public and more for comic books. Because the source material that it takes from, it leans incredibly heavily upon in, like, a really, really cool way. A lot of people are complaining about Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor, too.
I heard that.
So there's a transition where he goes from just kind of, like, awkward idiot to Lex Luthor. And when you see that, I think that is nailed. You know, and that's way at the end of the movie. So you get to see kind of like awkward idiot Lex Luthor. And then he turns like actually like really, really evil. And when he really evil, but there's some, I liked it. No, there are no after credits.
No?
Scenes. Yeah.
What?
Christopher, a cheap ploy. The article I read.
You're too far from your computer, asshole.
I'm going to say something that you guys are going to be surprised to hear.
Uh-oh.
This movie.
Wait, hold on.
We're recording, by the way, too. Okay,
this movie makes me really want to see Suicide.
Oh. Wow.
This movie, when it was over, I really want to see more Ben Affleck Batman. Like, he's fucking awesome as Batman. Like, he's awesome as Bruce Wayne, too, where he's like, there's scenes where he, like, pretends to be drunk or, like, lays out, you know, he's something he's not, and his whole facial expression will change from, like, dopey millionaire playboy to Batman. Like, nice. Instantly. Like, that guy fucking awesome as Batman. Like, I would venture to say that he's probably my favorite Batman. Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey,
tell people to stop calling you.
I'm trying to
come
vibrate.
On.
Hey.
I thought that was me, so that's good.
No, it's not always me.
I thought it was the vibrator in my ass.
Every vibration in the show series is always fucking Gabe.
You thought I took that bullet out.
Magic bullet. if Suicide Squad has as much like depth of plot to it as this does, it's going to be
awesome. Nice.
If it doesn't, it's going to be what I think it's going to be. But if it does, it's going to be awesome.
I think it's going to be a little.
I think it will be too, but I'm hoping that they get into some of the nuance, especially of Joker and Harley and some of that stuff. Because, like, there's a lot of references to Joker.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, real quick.
That's cool.
After I saw the movie, you know, I posted on our various social medias that, you know, obviously the big deal this weekend was Batman versus Superman. And that we were going to talk about it today because I totally fucking thought you guys would have seen it by now. So, I asked, what did everybody think? Three people on our Instagram responded, Wilson's Comics, which I do a comic book shop, Marvel_Prime, and Skip Valenzuela. Wilson said, I loved every second of it. Marvel said, I thought it was great. Thumbs up. And Skip said, absolutely loved it. So from big comic, a lot of like, this is real. On our Facebook, I got.
So I the three people I know that saw it One doesn't really watch. He's just going to see it. Doesn't count.
No, it counts.
No, it doesn't count. He's an asshole.
The way
my brother, my brother's also an asshole. He didn't like it. The third guy who was with him, he just didn't, which is really, really fucking weird to me. He didn't know that it was a sequel to Superman. So he's like, if I would have known that, one, I would have rewatched the Superman one so that I could refresh myself a little bit.
It kind of made me want to watch Man of Steel right. again. As much as I don't like that movie, I kind of want to see it so that I can see if there's more to it than I thought there was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And I watched that the other night, so I'm prepared.
Nice. Oh. So one of our Facebook followers, a guy named Jake Davis, said, "Meh, I kind of hope Snyder takes a backseat, produces for a while, get some new blood, a fresh vigor. Also, David Goyer to stop writing all of the humorless. Woe is lighten the hell up. 6.5 out of 6. And then by Affleck. The humorlessness, in my opinion, is pretty much spot on. Because the story they're telling is super, like, intense. It's a super dark, intense story that I think needs to be told to open up. Because if they're not coming from a place of, like, dire no to come together.
Right.
Like,
right.
There's no reason for Batman and Superman ever work with each other based on their history. An absolute earth-shattering, just a right. super serious story. So, that's just my opinion. But.
Well, and you're going to get your humor in fucking Suicide Squad.
And Aquaman. I read that Aquaman is supposed to be more lighthearted and action-y.
He's
going to
be funny, not mean.
Fuck that.
No, he's going to be super mean, but everybody's going to make fun of him. And then he's going to like...
He's going to fuck shit up.
And then he's going to have a hook hand.
And then he's going to make sharks try and eat fucking people.
Eat people up with his hook
stab
hand.
Stab people in the face with his trident.
And then Batman's going to have to use a shark repellent.
Yes.
Oh, wait, wrong Batman. Sorry.
I just watched the episode of Comic Book Man where Mike gets to fly in the Batcopter and they have the shark repellent in
it
there.
It was awesome.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. That's cool. I'm excited.
I like comic books. John Romita Jr. was on. The thing with the Batman.
Copter.
Stan Lee
was on.
The store for a day. That was cool, man. I have to say that's my life without all of the cool shit. But, you know, people bringing in weird random stuff and wanting me to buy it from them. It's black.
I remember that.
Why are these pages stuck together?
When I worked at the nerd store, some of the things that people wanted to exorbitant amounts of money for, you're like, dude, I've got like six of those back there. This Punisher Warzone number one is die cut, man. Yeah, so are all 6 million of them. Right.
I don't need any more copies. Hold on. Ramita's going to be at Denver Comic Con. Let me have it.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to want it signed.
I want it signed.
Have you? Have any of you started watching Daredevil season 2?
Yes.
I have not.
Okay.
I haven't either.
I'm 3 episodes.
Nice.
Nice.
I've only heard good things about it.
Punisher is fucking amazing. Like, he doesn't speak. You see him, and you see the destruction that he's just fucking laying everywhere. And he doesn't speak until the 3rd episode.
Nice.
And when he does, he gets very emotional. Him and Murdoch are essentially doing the same. They take two way different approaches, but how they handle with it.
Right.
And to hear, you don't know the why yet in the Punisher as far as where I'm at. You don't know why he's doing what. You just know that he's fucking super passionate about doing the way he speaks and the way he talks about fucking scum people who don't deserve to be alive and they don't deserve fucking chances like Murdoch is trying to give them. It's just the way he speaks about it is awesome. Like, it's, if you can remember Barenthal from the moments in The Walking Dead where he's like insane, he's crazy.
Right.
It's exactly that.
Nice.
Like, it's perfect. I love it. I love every bit of it so far.
I can't wait to watch it. Like,
you remember the fight scene in the hall from the first one? There's a very, very similar scene in the 3rd episode, but it's like, you remember playing Doom? Where you're fucking kind of, you see the hallways are turning,
yeah.
And things are, the scene is very, very similar to like if I was playing that video game, down a hallway, downstairs, upstairs, it's fucking awesome. It's really
crazy.
Cool.
That's, again, I've heard nothing but good things about it, but I haven't had a chance to sit down and watch it yet.
You'll like it.
Nice.
So the filming style that you're talking about, having the trailer for Hardcore Henry.
And like, I don't want to see a whole movie like that.
I don't think I want to see a whole movie like that either, but I went over to Steve's house last night and he has, it's called the Google Cardboard, little box that you put your phone in, make like a VR headset.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like they're starting in anticipation that with where you put on this little headset and you are literally inside of the...
Yeah, I got... We got, me and Alicia got two new phones because of when we were getting the new virtual reality head. But like, I'm excited to see kind of what it looks like. And I was reading an article about like the top five VR headset was the last one.
It's cheap, $15 easy, fucking yeah, dollars. Yeah, yeah. Like it's, I mean, it's nuts.
The writer's it's exactly what it sounds like.
It's literally just like a little cardboard, like little box made out of cardboard with like, you know, little eyeglasses, basically, that kind of do the stereoscopic, like, kind of. But you can get onto Google Earth and, like, travel, like, over, like, the surface of the Earth. And you can go up into space and dive down really fast, which is, like, super disconcerting. Like, it's weird. And, like, it makes you feel, like, weird, like you're falling through the sky and stuff.
I feel like the first thing you did was look.
I didn't look at any boobs last night. I did do a roller coaster ride that almost made me want to barf. Like, wow. And
one of the guys at work was like, hey, before you sell those, bring it to work. We need to look at some porn.
It's weird. I haven't seen much of that that they've specifically started developing porn, right? Because it takes two cameras like filming at different angles to like that, right? Stereoscopic. It's crazy though, because it's
I only have one camera when I make my porn.
It's funny because it's literally a technology that has existed since, like, I mean, those stereoscopes and then like viewfinder and this, they all work under the same principle. They just have movement them now because we can put the two different images on our phone. Like, I don't know. It's funny that it's literally a technology that's
in that article. Forever. In that article I read that they were, the porn industry is starting to make movies for VR.
Well, yeah, why, like,
they're,
they?
The, they're the first kind of video in big video in that's doing anything for,
well, it's
those,
like,
things.
It's like Steve said, that's why we have VHS instead of beta, because the porn industry started with VHS because it was cheaper.
Yep.
And people want porn, so they bought the VHS and stopped buying Betamax players. They were significantly better.
I'm a little worried about a bunch of dudes at a car dealership with virtual reality headsets on watching porn. That's
don't get in the back seat.
What's that stain on that Honda?
Yeah.
What stain?
It's virtual stain.
Oh, man.
I virtually jizzed my pants.
The amount – I said this on our Facebook, and I'm going back to Daredevil. The guy fucking has training, and he's always fucking getting his ass kicked. Somehow he's always fighting groups of like 50 people, but he's always getting his ass kicked. Punisher whoops his ass the first two times they see each – it's so fucking weird. Like, I don't understand.
Well, the Punisher shitload of training too, though.
Right. It's just, you don't know that yet.
I know. It's the Punisher.
You know that.
I know, right, that.
You know that, but the people
don't.
A lot of people.
I don't know.
You know that. Now
I've
do.
Erased it from my brain.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Wow, that was really loud.
Good. You need to be closer to your fucking computer.
I'm close. I can't get any closer, asshole.
Going back to Batman versus Superman for just a half a second. I bought my tickets on Fandango. For the thing, so I wouldn't have to wait in line. And if you bought tickets opening weekend on Fan, Comixology actually sent you 5 free comic books.
Oh,
so that's cool. That was kind of cool. You got a Batman, like a issue Batman, which I think number one, a single issue Superman.
Here we go with the number one,
which was I think 52.
It's digital dum dum.
I think it was like New 52 30 or something. And then you got Batman. The Batman Superman title, like number one, a couple, like a Wonder Woman book and something else. But it was kind of cool to, like, you know, you get comic books,
right,
with
that
it.
Is cool.
I thought that, he's going to buy his tickets on Fandango right now. Clack, 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 clack.
You know, you could buy tickets.
Yeah.
But you don't get free comic books.
Right. I didn't know that.
I also have so.
Awkward silence.
Yeah. I was reading my notes. I also have in my notes the Death of X. Did you guys see the Marvel tease secret?
No.
So it's like a picture, kind of how DC did Rebirth, where it just said Rebirth. So the new Marvel one is Death of, it's a big X behind it. At what point do people just totally stop caring about the death of superheroes? Like, they don't stay dead. And that's not the death
the
of
death
a superhero.
Of
that's an actual person.
They're foretelling the future.
They're planning the death of Stan Lee.
He is super old, but not a super.
Yeah. Someone on CC was like, is there any limitation? Like, what will Stan Lee sign and not sign? I was like, you could probably throw a coaster in front of Stan Lee and he would sign it for $80.
You wouldn't know.
What am I signing?
He's like, He's like Ricky Bobby when he's in autograph mode. He's like, sorry, I signed your baby.
I feel like there's people that would want Stan Lee to sign their baby.
How many tits do you think Stan Lee has signed?
A lot.
You think?
Yeah. Absolutely. You don't think so?
I don't know. Think so. Maybe back then. I don't think he's signing them now.
Oh, I bet he is.
I bet he is. I guarantee you he has at least like
a dozen.
Well,
we're going to be at D, so I'll see if he signs
any.
Should I try to get him to sign my tits?
Yes. Yes. And then tattoo it.
No, I don't want that. It would cheapen my
chest.
You're
going to be the number one collector item.
Right. You can get that shit slabbed.
Someone else on CCBE had posted a picture of Death's Head 2 gold number, which is like...
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly. It's so fucking like 90s trash comic that it's unreal. But it was slabbed in 9.9 condition with Stan Lee's signature on it. And all I could think is he literally has... absolutely nothing to do with that comic book other than the fact that he's like editor in chief at Marvel at the time. So like Stan Lee's name is in the comic book one time and that's it and absolutely nothing else.
Yep.
I was like, why would you have him sign that? Like, A, it's not really a collector's piece.
It is now.
No, it's not. Like, it's not an important comic. It's not even a really good comic. It just has a gold cover.
It's solid gold.
I'm gonna pull a big
gold.
It's made of gold.
I'm gonna pull a Big Bang thing, and I'm gonna have Stan this money with Batman.
Stupid.
I hope he's Stanley bitch slaps.
I'll be the only one who has this unique, albeit confusing, Stanley signature. Oh, I love that show.
I hope the puppeteers who are working Stanley's carcass slap you right across the face.
You think he'd sign it?
Oh, probably.
He'd sign it.
He'd just be like, yeah, I just made $80
for this asshole. There you go.
Another thing that was cool on Batman vs. Superman, which I haven't on other Batman, is you know how they have to do created by for like Suster Superman. It said Batman created by Bill Kane and
Bob Kane
and Bill Fink. So that was I like that finally got credit.
Oh my god. On that note, I have to leave because I have to go to the store.
Should we take a break?
Because John's going to go finger Bob Kane.
Hey!
Oh!
Are you going to be around, sucka?
What about Bob? I am. I am assuming yes.
Okay, because we can't have you not be on the... I need you.
Okay.
I need you bad.
I need you.
He can't quit you.
I can't.
Let me get to the shop, and then I'll give you guys a call back.
I think we're going to take a quick break, really.
Yeah. Okay. Side note, I just got an email back from Dana Kane. She added a second complimentary table to the table that I have there.
Which one are we talking about?
That's the one that's on Sunday, April 24th.
Creators. The toy show thing.
The toy show thing, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So if you guys want to come and record, you've got a whole table and free electricity.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll be there.
We will be there.
Perfect.
And you were going to say something else.
No, that was all I was going to say.
He was going to say this. Yeah.
Hey!
There we go.
All right, buddy. We'll try and reconnect with you in a bit.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
See you.
Gold.
I'm going to put it in the skin box.
And we're recording.
Yay!
And we're back.
And we're back.
Dude, yours is better. Yours is awesome.
It's the only reason I stick around.
I think he's talking about your penis.
Yeah?
Yours is better. I like it in my pooper.
Hey!
Oh!
How's the store in the 40 minutes it's been open?
It is dead.
It is dead.
Which is kind of what I was expecting.
Who takes care of the store while you're doing this other shit?
What other shit?
You're going to do the Super Show and the Comic Springs Con and all that other shit?
So we're not doing the Springs Con.
What?
Yeah.
After you just told me to fucking ask for a booth?
I just found out that, it's my niece's birthday party, because originally I was going to go do the show and Carissa was going to hang out at the shop and run the shop, and now it's my niece's birthday and they're having a birthday party at Casa Bonita, and so it's not going to work, so I can't do the show now.
But we're still on for the Collector Super Show.
I hate you.
So we'll probably end up doing Colorado.
Fort Collins Comic.
Well, no, let's find out about why are we talking about this on air?
Because.
Yeah, I don't know.
Neither of those two people listen to this show.
So I would prefer to go to the Colorado Springs show if we can get in, because it's a bigger show.
Hold on. It's 3 days. Are you celebrating her birthday for 3 days?
You're talking about two different things. Okay, so the Colorado Springs Comic and Toy Con is the one that's next weekend. It's the first weekend in April.
No, I'm not talking about that one.
Colorado Springs Comic Con is not until August 26th.
Correct.
That's the one we're talking about.
That's the one I'm talking about.
That's the one that I don't think I'm going to – I don't have a booth there. That's the one that I'm not talking about because
– Oh, that's the one I asked you about when I messaged you. I said, are you going to Colorado Comic Con? Colorado Springs Comic Con.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You asked if you were going to do the one that's in Springs that's next weekend.
No, I didn't.
Whatever.
I'm looking it up right now because you're my God, lying, dirty son of a bitch.
I hate when
Gabe,
mommy and daddy
shut
fight.
Up.
Regardless, I'm not doing either.
John, are you setting up a booth at Colorado Springs Comic Con? Yes, sir.
No.
That's what I'm reading it right now.
I don't care. I still say no.
Because you said you were going to ask Clint if you would like us to come.
And Clint is the guy who runs the Colorado Springs Comic and Toy Con.
So you somehow read Colorado Springs Comic and Toy Con from Colorado Springs Comic Con.
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about, and you just say Colorado Springs Comic Con. Well, there's fucking three of them.
Well, why didn't you? There's only one named Colorado Springs Comic Con. So you don't. So the
just so, just so,
the
so you
birthday,
know, John,
the
that's the defeat
this...
I feel when Juan talks to me as well.
So now I am confused. The birthday is this weekend or the one in August?
It's not in August. It's this coming week.
It's not in August.
So
in
you
August,
just so you're just
stop rocking. August, you're due August 1st, so I won't be able to do Colorado Springs Comic Con because nobody will be able to watch the store since we have a newborn and me go to the show.
Dude,
I didn't know you would do August
1st. Give the baby to some guy on the street. It won't be a big deal.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes, that's what I was trying to get at, but you won't let me talk!
And there's a family quietly backing out of your store right now. This motherfucker's crazy.
He's talking to his computer like he can hear it talking back.
That doesn't make any sense.
What the fuck is going on?
Fear my life.
Oh, shit. Cool. Well, then I don't know what we're doing in August.
Celebrating my birthday.
Mr. President. So we'll be at the Denver Comics and Toy. Is that what it's called? What's it called?
It's called...
Oh, the Collector Show.
Collector Super Show. We'll be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds fun. I'm actually super excited to go to that because...
I've never been.
The problem is it's a short show, and I don't think Gabe's going to have the attention span to sit down and record an episode.
Yes, I will. I will make it happen.
To record.
I'm just really hoping that there's like muscle, ultimate muscle there.
He just wants to see some muscular bodies.
Just
greased up men.
So that means you need to take your shirt off, John.
Yeah.
No.
Awesome story. Okay, this is an awesome, totally random story that has to do with John.
Oh.
So.
Oh, no.
Nate, who doesn't listen.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
That guy.
He was going, like, you know how Facebook does that memories thing?
Yes.
So it brought up his memories from like a while back. And so he started going through pictures from that same time. And he found a picture of him at his first Denver Comic Con, which was like, I believe 2 or 3 years ago. I forget which. Standing next to a dude in amazingly impeccable Hellboy cosplay. And it's you.
That's crazy.
And he had like, I think it was before we did the podcast, and it's okay. Like, he had no idea who you were.
He
or
still
anything.
Doesn't know who you are, by
he
the
does.
Way.
Yeah, that's okay.
He's met John a couple times. He met
yes,
him
at, yes, I met him last year at Denver Comic Con, asshole.
But he has this awesome picture that's of the two of you. Like, you know, he's giving a thumbs up.
You were
up.
Meant to be.
That's cool as shit.
It's super cool. He's like, dude, it's really funny. I had no idea I had this picture, and I had no idea who John was at the time. And now he's like somebody that, you know, I know in passing CCDE and from your podcast and stuff.
Two
I was
ships
like, that's
passing.
Right.
Two ships passing.
Hey.
one of those dicks is dressed in red. That's cool as shit. I try when I take pictures with people to tell them to tag, you know, if they post it, to tag me in it. So, because I never get to see the photos, you know, I'm always taking pictures with people, which is great and it's a blast. But it's kind of fun to go through and like look through all the Denver Comic Con photos and be like, that's me. I remember that picture.
John.
That's me in the spotlight.
That's me in the corner.
I can't wait to go to San Diego Comic Con with you.
Yeah, I'm still trying to work that mess out.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, asshole. I'm working on it, asshole.
Just tell Carissa that Juan is inept and he's not going to be able to do the amazing job that you can being there for your store.
I honestly don't have to tell her that. She's fully aware of how inept you are.
Well, but you should tell her again.
Okay.
I need you there.
Let's talk about stuff.
I need you.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things. God damn it. Why do people listen to this show?
Because we are awesome.
First look at Negan.
I saw the picture.
Did you see the trailer?
No, I just saw the picture.
Oh, so there was an international trailer where you see him for maybe 3 seconds. You don't see his face. You see his back and Lucille.
Yeah.
And that's it. And you hear him say, my name is Negan. You know, nice. However he...
Does he say it like that?
Yeah. My name is Negan.
Kind of like that.
What if he said it like, my name's Negan?
Hey, y'all. I got
my name is Negan.
How disappointing would it be if you were like watching a show, like it could be any show, The Flash, Arrow, whatever. How shitty would it be if they cast somebody that looks perfect, acts perfect, is a great actor, but has like Mr. Bean's voice or something like that? You know,
Mr. Bean did talk.
I am the knight. He talked occasionally.
We were talking about this story yesterday because I had some people who weren't a fan of, because I guess Ben Affleck in Batman has a voice modulator.
Correct. He doesn't use a husky voice. He has like a little voice,
which is
thing.
Smart.
Yeah,
it is. But we were talking about how, like, have you guys seen the College Humor thing where it's some comedian that's dressed up as Batman and he does a really good Christian Bale Batman impression and he's going through the scene where he catches the guy and brings him up on the on his grappling hook and he's asking him about where the drugs are and stuff. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Oh my God, I'm going to have to link it to the page because it's Batman trying to figure out his voice. And so the first time he pulls the guy up, he's like, where are the drugs? The criminal's like, does it not sound good? And he's like, no, it sounds terrible. He's like, well, all right, where are the drugs? And he does like this weird British. So he keeps asking him the same question in all these different voices. And he finally settles on the where are the drugs thing. And it's hilarious.
It sounds hilarious.
It's totally to the point of we have just been discussing for the last minute. So that's why I brought it up.
So speaking of random trailers.
Where are the drugs at?
Where are the drugs?
Where are they? I'm just going to do that now and you're not going to know when it's happening. And it's just going to be like, where are the drugs at?
That'll be awesome. So I saw the trailer for Miss Peregrine's Home for Extraordinary Children. It's a young adult book that my kids really liked. It's being directed by Tim Burton. Dude, you are the one that wants to make it a fucking pop culture podcast
I'm
all the time.
Kidding.
So while
I'm
you're dozing off
kidding.
At the other mic, I'm going to flip you off and tell you to fuck yourself. But it looks really
Why
cool.
Why is he so angry?
And I'm always this way. It looks more like a Big Fish style Tim Burton movie than like a Sweeney
I wasn't a
Todd.
Big fan of the movie.
That movie's amazing.
Do you like,
I love
just
that
wasn't
movie.
A big fan.
So I'm a huge. I grew up with two grandpas that were big fucking like storytellers. They were always telling us like these tall tales about themselves that may or may not have been true, but that's not what mattered.
Right.
What mattered is that our grandpas were so fucking cool. You know, like the story
they killed
about my
the chupacabra.
Yeah, stuff like that. Like really ridiculous things that. You're like, well, I don't know if that's true, but it doesn't matter. Yeah. My grandpa Brown actually told me about catching a jackalope when I was in
Ooh.
Like when I was in like second or third grade. So for years and years and years, I totally thought a jackalope was a real thing because my grandpa had caught one.
Yo, shut up. My grandpa said they're real.
He killed one. He ate it. He said it tasted like a weird mix of deer and rabbit. Like, so that's why I liked Big Fish, is it nice. it had that sensibility to it of like the old man telling like cool stories that may or may not have been true, but that's not what's important.
Right.
What's important is that, you know, he has this line, you know, you try to fill your heads with worthless knowledge and they turn out all right anyways. And so that's my goal in life, is to teach my kid worthless things. And then awesome. They'll be fine. But it looks
closer to your computer.
I can't. I'm behind a desk.
He's like sucking his computer's dick.
Hey.
Right now.
Yeah, I don't know what you do.
Can you feel it?
Is it in yet?
No.
There's going to be another Terminator, and I'm really fucking excited for it.
Are they going to call it Terminator Exodus?
Maybe. I'm excited. I don't give a fuck. I thought that was a customer there for a little bit.
Where are the drugs at?
Where are the drugs?
My name's Batman, and I do cocaine.
Naxaraxo.
Oh, shit. Oh, mother of God.
I just entertained the fuck out of myself right there. Anyway, sorry, Juan. You don't give a fuck that they're making a Terminator?
I don't give a fuck what you fuckers are going to say about it. I want to see another Terminator. It made a ton of money out in the international markets, just not really much here. But Arnold Schwarzenegger confirmed that there is one more coming.
Arnold?
Yes.
I want him to stop making fucking Terminator sequels and fucking get on Conan. That's all I'm saying.
I just confirmed that there's another Terminator coming.
You think he could be Jason Momoa's father?
No, doesn't fit into the storyline at all.
What?
Perlman was his father, dum-dum.
Like, so Jason Momoa's Conan is completely divorced from, like, the Conan the Barbarian saga.
See, that's why I said I haven't seen Conan
yet. Like, Conan the Barbarian is just, it's like a reboot as opposed to, like, a sequel. Does that kind of make sense?
Well, that's what I'm saying. What if in the sequel to the reboot,
Conan's father fucking dies in the beginning of Conan the Barbarian,
like
he did in the beginning of the other fucking Conan the Barbarian one.
He could come back as
a hot magma poured on his face. It's terrible.
There's not even sharks with freaking laser beams.
All I want. When are they going to have another Austin Powers movie?
Never.
Soon, I heard two, actually. I heard that there was going to be another one soon.
You hear a lot of things.
I do. I read a lot of things.
You can't read.
It's Braille.
Somebody went up the stairs or down the stairs very aggressively. Just
it's the kids running around upstairs.
Gotcha.
It's Johnny and Hannah. I think they're hunting for eggs.
I'm going up these stairs.
Yes. I hate stairs.
I hate stairs. I will own them with my feet. Made these stairs my bitch.
I wish these stairs were an escalator.
Get that kid off the fucking escalator.
Let's see.
Ants get caught in a bloodbath ensues.
Oh, man.
They're making another Voltron show that's like...
What is John saying? Yeah, or maybe it's an echo of you I'm hearing.
I don't know.
It sounded like you were just talking over Abe. Sorry. Poo-poo-so?
Poo-poo-so. Anyway, so they're making a new Voltron show that's going to be a Netflix show. No, not live action. It's going to be animated, but it's like animated, like super modern anime style. It actually looked, the intro trailer that
super
I saw that.
Style.
So
what
there's
does that mean?
There's kind of two different styles of anime drawing. There's like an older, like 70s style that's more like the Robotech and like Astro Boy and stuff like that. Then there's a slicker, more modernized version that's more like Naruto or like Dragon Ball Z that has its kind of own feel to it. And this looks like that, where it's just, it's a little cleaner, a little crisper. The process is done significantly more digitally than on, you know, on paper and cells and stuff like that. So it just looks a little newer. And it looks really cool. So I love Voltron, so I'm pretty
excited.
Nice. No, that's cool.
Me too.
I never know.
I sold the shit out of some hot.
Man, I was fucking obsessed with the Voltron toys when I was a kid because it was that idea that you had to buy all five lions to make the toy, and I wanted that so bad.
So I don't know anything about, but I know I know shit about Power Rangers. I used to do that with the Power Rangers.
So it's super similar.
Okay.
Like the Power Rangers each had like different animals that created the big Megazord.
Right.
So Voltron is like a team of five guys four guys and one girl.
And one child.
That's right. There was one
child. No.
Uh-oh.
But
customers.
They all rode.
Hello, customer.
They can't hear you because I have headphones on. God damn it, one.
Hi.
I have to step away for a second.
Come back. We need you.
What?
I can't hear you. I have headphones on.
I was trying to talk to John's customers through his headphones. Anyway.
So Voltron, four kids, one boy, and a girl.
One kid, a lady, and three dudes.
Okay.
But they rode around in like robotic lions. And one lion was like the right leg, lion's the left leg, one lion's right arm, one's the head, and so sort of. So it's the same basic idea as Power Rangers, but just they were a singular animal.
After?
I believe significant before, but there might be older versions of Power Rangers that I just...
When did it come out?
Voltron was like in the 80s.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
I think Power Rangers.
Power Rangers is one of those, since I don't know very much about it, like is there a Japanese version that I don't know about? That kind of...
The American version, I think, was just starting in the 90s.
In the 90s. And like Voltron had already... stop being a cartoon and Voltron's a cartoon. It's not live act. It's kind of interesting. Power Rangers is very much so a mix of Ultraman, which was like a live action like kaiji show. Voltron conceptually, I fucking love Voltron Kid. I watched the shit out of it. It was probably like in my top five cartoons that I had to watch every Saturday.
The thing, Rob.
I know.
So weird. Well, and some of that might have been because of how I grew up.
Right.
I can't. When people talk about me,
Saturday morning cartoons. What we talked about at school on Monday. Did you see Thundercats? Did you see that?
Right.
And at night, every night after school was a Disney cartoon hour. We all watched DuckTales, Tails, and Darkwing Duck, Freakazoid, Animaniacs, and we talked about Animaniacs. I'm a bigger fan of that show. It's like Animaniacs, but weirder. Like, it's really, really strange. he's always making fun of, like, the MPAA and, like, just... It's a really weird show. It's super, super.
Well, John walked away from us as usual.
I still got stuff to talk about.
What are you caught up with?
What do you mean? Like TV shows and stuff? Not really a whole lot. I'm always kind of behind like a few weeks. It doesn't matter. You spoil stuff. The internet. I've watched. Shut up. Which one of us hasn't seen Batman versus Superman? Fuck yourself. I went and watched it specifically so we could talk about it on this show. And you two fucking douche canoes.
I had other douches that fucking flaked on me. And
you should have just gone with me.
You can't be that far behind on I Think Back.
So I'm pretty good with Gotham. Like, I think I'm only, like, one episode behind on Gotham.
Are you at the episode?
No, I'm at the one before it. Okay. I saw the...
That was a good one.
I saw the beginning of that one. Where he's like, you'll not trick me.
Yeah, he's going
that's gotten
insane.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I'm on the second Earth 2. Pretty far behind. I need to catch up. That's been a really cool season. I'm like, the whole, you know, Felicity can't walk aspect of, and the whole mayoral campaign, like Oliver and how Dark's wife is now running, and that whole, they both know who their alter egos are, but neither of them can reveal it. And it's like this cool mixture of combat as their alter egos and combat like in the political arena. That's super cool to me. I'm liking this season. Why is that? Okay.
So the relationship that she has with Oliver is tumultuous.
Good thing you named your child after her.
Yeah, yeah. It's tumultuous. It's rocky. But I thought at this realize one, he's fucked up, trapped on an island, and of his shit that he blah blah.
Oh, and like the random secret kid, and like all that shit.
And it's just, and that's another thing that I don't know if you've. No, you're not to that part yet.
I don't think quite.
Okay, so that's another thing that comes up. But
well, I mean, I'm at an episode where it comes up where Thea finds out about it,
right?
And confronts her brother.
No, but you're too. I think the the episode before, the episode that they took the break on is the one where it finally kind of ticks ahead. But I thought they were in a point where understood that. Like, she understood that they were, he was kind of, it's kind of a weird relationship. You know, he's going to have his faults because he feels like for some reason he's got to carry the whole world on his shoulders all the time.
Right.
I thought that she kind of understood that, and that's why in this season they decided that that was okay. And like, it flips, and I just don't understand. Maybe it's because I don't know women or understand women, even though I'm married to near 10 years. It's just so weird to me. She's just acting like a fucking bitch right now, and I just want to slap her in the face.
She's not real.
I know.
I mean,
I have to restrain myself from tweeting that out to her.
Yeah, that would probably get you in a lot of trouble. Like, I don't want our podcast to be the one where they're like, they talk about beating women. Because that's not something I want to.
It's good. I just don't like.
I'm enjoying the season like as a whole.
Me too.
Like, I think it's
for sure
interesting. For like, at the very least, it's fascinating me. Kind of on next. So
and the same thing with the Flash. And the Flash is like that for me right now because I have absolutely I don't know. Like, obviously we know. If you've seen it, Jay Garrick is Zoom, but you don't know what fucking version of Jay Garrick is Zoom because he just killed himself. And like, there's so many fucking weird. Wally West is supposed to be a speedster at some point. You know, Jesse Quick is supposed. There's just so much revolving small pieces that you don't know anything about yet.
And where
and
it's
that's what
fit
makes
together.
It really enticing.
That's how Legends.
And I have not caught that.
See,
I'm so far behind on that.
Legends
one.
Of Tomorrow, I think together. You know, where are they going? What's happening? Like. Way it's written, super fun. Like, it's just every moment exciting and well put together.
And they've all been renewed already. Legends of Tomorrow was Flash, Supergirl. I think everything
Gotham
was renewed.
Got renewed for,
I can't wait. It's so good. Now.
I'm really like Flash, obsessing. I've got to catch. Just have to.
Know. Right.
Like, it is. Like, it is my. I mean, that includes all the random shit that I watch, like, which isn't very much.
Daredevil's good. I mean, I
can't wait. It.
It's good. And I'm only three. I still don't know. I was never a big Punisher, so I don't really his background. I know the bigger points, like why he. Okay. And that's what. And I think John. Perfect.
Punisher, those titles, it's something that I loved. Punisher, I loved Wars. He had the war schematics and stuff. Genuine. I feel like they're adolescent, for lack of a better term. When it comes to, like, the comics, it, like, taps in, like, teenage angst mentality.
Right.
Like, people have wronged me, so I fucking...
Well, and even in the TV show, like, it's not... Like, when they talk about the Punisher before they find out what's going on with this guy, they talk about a whole army of people destroying, like, gangs. Like, they don't know it's one dude, and there's fucking just massive holes in people from gunshots, and they're like, how you know, how many people are there, and where are they getting these guns and shit? You know, it's insane the carnage that he leaves by, the way he just doesn't give a fuck as he's doing it, as you see him trying to hunt somebody down or killing. He just doesn't give a fuck, and it's awesome. I love the emotion he puts behind it.
It's cool. I'm super stoked to watch it. I'll probably I don't have tons of one rat latched on.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, actually.
So, like, Batman, he asks two questions. He asks, who is my parent? Joe Chill. He asks, it's impossible. It can't. I don't have the... but it's interesting, super fascinating, obviously.
Right.
Like, it's not going to just be
who's
some...
Who's this random dude they just revealed him to be?
Yeah. It's just a guy. Or it'll be like, it's the devil.
It was all a dream.
Oh, God, that would be the worst. Or
no name.
No, it's Batman. Like, the Joker is Batman. You've been fighting yourself, Fight Club 3.
Have you seen that those various articles about in Chris Nolan? They paint Joker as
the
good
hero.
Guy and Batman as the bad guy. That's a super interesting read.
Have you seen the one where is Batman Arkham that he's fighting are all aspects of his subconscious?
Uh-uh.
Like, it's a really cool take on it. Like, is he just, like, literally hallucinating? Like, he was so fucked up from his parents' death that they put him in Arkham, and he's just hallucinating this other life where he's, like, trying to literally, like, and Harley is, like, actually a nurse that's trying to help him. The Joker, a doctor that's trying to help him that he's always fighting against because he doesn't want to be better.
Right.
He wants to, like, embrace the darkness. Like, it's
I never read that.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting
take. Side note, Bruce Wayne's acting a little bitch, too.
Oh, in Gotham?
God, I want to punch his stupid face.
So, in this episode, Juan has advocated beating women and children.
Juan stands by this message.
And you call me the asshole.
He's going to be a Denver...
Bitch! Jesus, don't say that now, because then if you accidentally hit him somehow, like you trip and hit him, it's going to be fucking premeditated assault.
That's true. Like, that's
true. Are we allowed to talk about killing people on the show?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I think I have many times.
But he is coming. I think they just announced that.
Yeah.
Not too long
ago. It's funny. I know Bailey doesn't listen. So Bailey is... saving up $50, big deal for a 13, because she, okay. Right. So I think she's pretty close to having the money. She's super, super excited. This is 24. I'm going to see him. Really excited. They announced that Bruce Wayne is there.
Right.
And she's like, oh, which one do I spend my money on? Like, she's totally torn.
It's
like,
adult decision
she's
time.
She's totally having, like, this crisis of, like, oh, which one's cuter? Like, I mean, and...
Well, she has a better chance with Bruce Wayne. I mean, let's be honest.
Because they're the same age. Yeah. I haven't told her this. I probably won't tell the actual. She's going to pick one. You know, or she's going to fucking save up $100, which is very possible. He's driving. If she only gets going to go pay for the one.
Nice.
Because that's awesome. It's so... She's such a...
Be so...
Oh, yeah. So,
like, I don't... I was going through the list, and there's like 20 people I want to talk see.
The famous...
How the fuck do I do this?
Like, the famous movie and TV people, I'm just... That's not my thing. Like, I go, you know. So I'm stoked to see... The comic book, but I'm also excited. Last year, things of like there's some comics.
Nice.
Probably not crazy. Fill in gaps in my life.
I want to try and finish my collecting.
Yeah, I want to get a lot of the stuff.
And my last hardcover.
Nice.
Cheap.
I want to put
cheaper.
That's like so. Chronicles like 7, 8, 9, and 10, or 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm gonna try to find. Like I want to find. Like I have. I'm missing 2 issues to get one through. I probably maybe bump that closer to only missing probably like it's that kind of stuff. It's
right.
It's like gap fill as opposed to. So.
I still don't know if I'm gonna try. I'm gonna have to wait to see what that month. It sounds like the bigger people, which is pretty tough.
Yeah.
So I'll probably have to take Saturday off no matter what I do. But then I don't know, take Friday off and 3 days or just be day and Sunday. I don't know.
Personally, I'm gonna our booth 3 days.
That's fine.
Except for there, because I gotta go to a panel by.
Leave me alone.
And I have to do the pre-code panel with Matt. No way, dude. It's going to be awesome. Oh, I'm one of the panel.
I don't hate Matt.
So hanging out with my friend Steve and Sarah last night to the show, and both of them gave me a ration of theas. It was super, super funny. Mel's like, stop fucking talking about this. Like,
that's the point of what we do.
I know.
If we can't talk about things, it would be a fucking lame show.
No, it's not. Awesome. All right, I got one more piece of news. And so this guy, he's driving. He gets pulled over. Or no, it was a taillight. Cop comes up to him, takes his license and registration, goes back to the car, then comes up to him like, hey, so I have to arrest you. You have a warrant, okay? The guy has a for his arrest because 2002, he did not return a copy of Freddy Got Feared to the video store.
Oh, I did
store.
See that, actually. Yeah, I did see
okay.
that. I did.
Because he didn't return a copy of rental equipment to the video store, it got actually sent to like a criminal case.
And it was back from like 2002.
It was like in 2002,
yeah.
And he just hadn't, you know, he hadn't been pulled over or any interaction. Because, I mean, I don't know about you. I don't have a ton of interactions with me once. Like,
I try not to.
It's maybe like once every like 4 or 5 years when I get pulled over for
They're
like
not
a tail
nice
light
to me.
Or something either. But
not nice to me at all.
I was super excited when like 3 years ago I got pulled first time I wasn't arrested in like the better part of a decade. So, but the dude got arrested for not returning a copy of Freddy Got Fingered. Fucking Tom Green paid for his fine and like his, you know, like all his court fees and stuff like that because he felt so bad because he like literally went to jail for what's considered one of the worst fucking movies ever made.
Oh, that's yeah, but he knew that when he
and then he did Daddy Would You Like Some Sausage for him over the phone. So
he's still super fucking popular in Canada, bro. He's super, super popular there. I don't know how, but I think he does a radio show or some sort of late night talk show over there or something. But he's still pretty relevant.
He's so weird.
Very weird.
He's funny to me, but there's a particular brand of like super over the top comedy that stops being funny and is just kind of obnoxious to me. And like him, him and like Jim Carrey and like, yeah, bam, the Wayans brothers a lot of the time.
Yeah.
It's just not funny. It's just like, it's like that kid that you went to school with that everybody called the class clown, but really he's just trying too hard to get attention. And you're just like, just shut up. We're trying to learn here. Like,
no, you're not.
I was not, but just trying to find.
Fucking liar.
Trying to find enough change to buy another.
Hey.
No, I just.
Bro.
Hey, look, I didn't say I was a good kid.
I don't really have. I mean, I wanted to talk to John about to talk to him, war. Other than that,
not
I don't,
me though.
Well, together as a group, because we, me and you, talked about it to get his opinion on
when
it.
When he'll
well.
Come back on
just last time.
That's why we. No, you don't.
Kearney, oh, add me.
Oh, on Skype.
Report that as spam. When the
through what's happening on your Skype
I don't
right
know.
Now?
It was entertaining. I saw Big Boo on Skype.
So I've caught up on that.
Yeah, sure. I haven't. The only thing I've read is.
So caught up on Saints. It's to the point where like the four main are now teaming up with like what I believe will Saints that are part of like metal bands. And I don't know. It's just really cool. I like the whole like punk and metal aspect kind of connotate the story,
right?
And it's drawn really, especially the scenes. There's a lot of kind of like flashbacks in the same style, the iconographic. That just art is
okay.
Like is and yeah. Stuff. There's a lot of cool like
it's okay.
That I also in this damn band. So it's about a band that sells its soul, but like really only one guy does it, and it's a convoluted mess. And the other guys, and like one of the guys is so stoned all the time that when Satan arrives, like you know, it's funny and kind of tongue in cheek, but the end got like super super dark and like really weird and is cool. Like it's a fun book. It's definitely right up my alley, and I talked a little bit with the artist on Twitter. You've talked back and forth doing
Tony?
It. Yeah.
Yes.
So
interview scheduled with him.
Nice. So I'm super stoked to talk to him. It's a fun book.
He's all, fuck yes.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping. So
and then we have an individual
yeah.
For the
so,
future.
So I read the first book in Showa, 4-volume like manga 19.
The real history of Japan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like to like but it's really cool because it's there's two very distinct arts. One is very, and that's like history portion.
Right.
And the other side is very cartoony, author kind of writing autobiographic about himself during that period. So it's all like kind of side by side stories, family. It's a real Zach Davis.
Nice.
So I'm super excited to
talk
to him.
He also said, yes, let's make that happen.
Nice. I also, I checked out from the library the second volume, and like these are, I mean, significantly books. They're
okay.
Like 350 pages.
Wow. Long, okay.
Which for manga is like kind of like a triple, basically. Okay. Like if you think of it as trades, three trades rather than
okay.
One book. And then Taro, Zach, all. It's, we talked in the view about this artist / Japanese comic books.
As like, far as iconic
like,
stuff goes?
Yeah, like
okay.
People in Japan, like you say that, but like
so if
here,
I just go to Japan and just randomly say
well,
his name?
Well, comic book fans. Well, no,
people can be
I
like,
mean, the way he says it is that like he's a big enough name that like the average person,
nice.
Like how the average person knows who Stan Lee is.
Right.
You know, so it'll be, I really want to talk to him because it's going to be a cool, it'll be a cool conversation about something that I've always, that I don't really about.
Right.
So,
no, Japanese he was
comics,
excited.
So.
I mean, we, and I usually don't like to talk about.
Well, I mean, it's cool. He's been on the show before.
Right.
And
right.
So it's cool. As we're like talking to, hey, we'd like to have you back.
Right.
Because this other aspect, of course, they're interested in talking about. That's what he does. You know, he does translation.
Well,
like,
and who doesn't want to promote? You
yeah.
Know?
And it's like a big deal. Like, I mean, he did thousands and thousands of pages of this guy's comic book. Like the four volume, Chitaro gets released. Mizuki wrote like a biography that's like super fascinating. At the time, Hitler was on Japan's side. You know, they fought
right.
In the war together. So there's like a nuanced like take on obviously his biography where he by the Allies,
right.
But from a Japanese perspective, like huh. It looks fascinating. I haven't had.
We've got one other interview scheduled for next. We met him at. I think it was Fort Collins. He made a little pen, wood pen, like pin that go
yeah.
On your shirt and shit. And he does anything really.
Doesn't
I think
he
is
do like
wordings? Yeah.
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 That's cool.
Cool shit. Come by Holoja.
Oh, nice.
Cool. Yeah.
That's super cool. In person interviews are
yep.
Always really awesome. So, and then we don't have to worry about him going, hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey.
Because he's right there in computer.
You're so angry.
I caught up on Jughead.
I don't read Jughead.
I'm not going to be reading Jughead anymore. I thought it would be way funnier because Zdarsky's writing it.
Right.
It's just Jughead. Like, it's exactly like the old Archie comics. It's not... I want it to be so much funnier and sillier and stranger. It's not. There's like weird little asides where you're like, hey, that's Chip Zdarsky. He has such free rein on Howard the Duck.
Right.
It feels like Jughead. Okay, you know, be silly with this. But
don't bring your sex books into this fucking comic book.
No, they do talk a lot about how Jughead asexual. Like, there's a scene where he talks about how he does, but there's also he talks about one of the kids that you gotta stop thing up for one of the other suspended options. He's all, you just don't understand because you're totally asexual. And he's like, yeah, sorry, you know. But it's a weird.
He'd rather eat.
Yeah, you're sexual. It's a weird little thing. It's okay. It's just not. Huh. I finally read. It's super dark.
The witch one?
Yeah.
The witch. No. The witch. Which? Not the witch one. Which? Which issue? That's. I didn't hear that. The second one. Okay. Sorry. Fucking right there.
So there was like an enormous gap.
Between
issue one, issue two. Yep. So I missed issue two. Bought it. And I got it off ski.
Oh, okay.
Like, and then
it's a good issue.
And I had no idea. 3, 4, 5.
Right.
Sick. And then I messaged John. I was gonna have after like shit. So I'm trying to get issue nice. On Sabrina.
I like Sabrina. It's a good run.
The
so
second
far.
Issue, really cool, continues to be that like super crazy, super dark yep. story. It's
the
fun.
Same thing with Afterlife. I can't wait to, and it might already be back.
It's not.
I was gonna say out. I don't remember, but
Franco,
right?
That said, you know, we'll be back. That would be a crazy cool interview to do. Caught up on that book really about wrestling, like
right,
about wrestlers.
Right. It's about it. I mean, it touches on, like we talked about this a little bit before, it touches on a little bit of the, you know, of the life of, you know, a little bit of the matches, but really it's about his weird, like I don't know the reasoning why he came back to the United States. It's really about a weird, like, afterlife, like he's retired and you look into his actual life, not really
he wants
in the ring
he
side.
Wants like nothing to do right. with wrestling, but there's the side kill part of the organization
right.
and like the one guy friend and a phone call from we heard you were hanging out with do that anymore. Like it's an interesting kind of it's
who does that
Joe Keating writes
right?
it.
We need to get talk to him too.
I would love to, because Ringside's awesome. Shudder's right now. Those are.
I'm horrible. I have not read Shudder.
Really?
And I collect it. I just haven't read it.
that's weird.
I just don't have. I don't have a ton of time. I got two more episodes of 11/22, and I'm out. I'm out.
It's no longer an event. caught up on Shop, that fucking comic. It's weird, time travel, 80s throwback, like, super strong feed characters, an awesome.
Okay.
If you don't, totally.
I know that's one you and John both.
Yeah.
It's only on issue, and then
it's on issue 5, I think, out of 6.
Is that going to be an ongoing thing, or is it 6 and done?
I think it's 6 and done, but I don't off the
it's
top
so
of my
sad.
Head.
So it's like you get so invested in shit like that in your back.
What I think happens, the artist and writer, it's finite, but lean enough, successful, that they leave it. They try to leave it closed and open at the same
right,
time.
Right, right. It's weird.
It
I
is.
Figured they, but I guess it's a good way to, like you said, to test the waters, because I figured that they would just say, okay, it does.
Right.
You know what I mean? But that's a good idea to just be like, okay, you have 6 issues. If it's good, we'll.
Right. And I think Image specifically does that because their focus, they want the artists and writers to make something they're satisfied with how it ends.
Right.
So if it's commercially successful, they can keep going with the story. It's not. At least you told, or at least a good enough portion. So
makes sense. So, yeah, I dig that.
I dig it. Like you said, I get the comic never comes back.
Like, no.
I don't know. I don't have.
I don't have any other news. I'm caught up. I'm talk to.
That's not.
Albie's. I'm just kidding, guys.
No, he's not. He says it when he's not on air.
Chris listens to us.
Why?
He likes it. He says we're fucking hilarious.
Just kidding. I like Chris.
Yeah, for like 10. That's what I was trying. As soon as I know that John's not coming back, I try to reach out to people who I know might be on or around.
Yeah. Do you ever just try to message like random, like famous?
No. We learned earlier, though, that a lot of famous people just use their real name on Skype.
Have you
like everybody almost.
Have you tried typing in like random stuff like Jeremy Irons or like just super famous people? Because that would be hilarious.
If he's on and I just start calling him.
Oh my God, we're about to crank call like famous people on Skype.
No, there's a lot of jipe. A lot of them.
I'm bad at things.
Oh, yeah. I don't have any other news. Like I said, I thought we were going to talk about
Skip out. I'm sure I have.
Are you caught up on the...
No. Dude, that's the thing that I'm the most bummed out about, because I've spent... Like, I subscribed to a service that didn't work the way I knew. I've tried to borrow Xfinity. Like, I've literally done everything except for illegally download it, and I don't want to do that. Internet company telling me not to. Like, it is...
How many times do I have to tell you that I will record it if I'm watching? Never do.
Dude, I've told
Never.
You...
Never.
I've told you for me, I'll set up...
Oh, that's a lie. I recorded the whole thing. Nah, Tina's going to take care of it for me.
Well, I know.
You're good.
I had it under control.
I don't
control.
Need you to fucking do it. Tina's got it for me.
I hate you.
No, Juan, I don't want to come over to your house. Tina's good.
I don't like leaving my house. There was a picture of Arsfic Preacher.
I didn't
show.
See that. I don't think I've even seen that trailer yet.
Oh, really?
It's
cool. Like, it looks good.
Doesn't
it? He doesn't look exactly like he looked in the comic book, but I think so.
Why does he have a butt face?
I totally don't remember.
No?
Yeah. There's a new Baltimore. Baltimore is a like Mike Mignola like kind of character. The storyline post World War One, where vampires, other monsters, this mere fighter that has like
no,
it's like it's its own kind of weird separate world.
Oh, okay,
I love Baltimore. I have, but it comes out. It's cool. It comes to one story. But it's an ongoing small stone.
Okay.
So when they come out, they buy the... You've never seen your son
before? Oh, is that my son?
Yeah.
Oh, was my son.
That's your boy.
He looked like a little white kid.
Never seen that kid before. No, I'm looking.
I'm out of material.
I'm not.
I quit.
It's a new Lobster Johnson.
What'd I call him? Monster Johnson?
Monster Johnson. That's why they call him Lobster Johnson.
Hey, that would be really weird.
That would be going a little, I think, than most dicks go. One.
Well, most dicks don't have pinchers.
Oh, one last thing from Batman versus Superman.
Oh, shit.
That was super.
Batman died.
Spoiler alert. Everyone dies. No, the trailer for Lego Batman. I think it's a sequel to the Lego movie somehow. I'm not really sure. It looks fucking hilarious. I'm super stoked with a Lego Batman. It's funny.
I heard it was funny.
He gets back to the Batcave. He's changing from Batman. Takes his costume Lego.
Right.
And a little kid, like maybe, I don't know, like halfway up in the, holy crap, Batman's naked. I don't know. It's super
There's
funny.
There's Batman's Batarang.
There's Batman's Batarwang.
Hey.
So do we want to take a break and get a hold of John?
Sure.
All right. All right. We'll be back in a little bit.
Reason that still always makes me laugh. Wow.
Well, you should probably put your headphones on first.
Hello?
Hey, Isaac, how's it going?
Hi there.
Who is this?
This is Isaac.
how are you, Isaac?
Oh, pretty good.
So so one of our co-hosts, John, ditched us, and we got super bored, and we just hit up all of our social media saying, you want to be on our podcast? And you were the first person to respond.
That's funny, because I literally just, I'm just a security guard, and I was just bored, and I clicked on Instagram. So I was like, oh, that's really cool.
Nice.
You guys totally egged me on. You're like, jump in. And I was like, all right.
Oh, God. So right now there's like a robbery or something going on in the background?
Oh, not at all. Not yet.
Not yet.
If you hear me suddenly just scream or something and it just goes quiet, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe something's going on at that point, but
no, take the phone with you. Don't hang up.
Oh, okay. Turn this into an episode of Cops.
So when you said it'd be cool to be on the show, obviously I went to like your Instagram profile and you have one picture.
Oh yeah, no. My girlfriend's totally in charge of uploading the pictures.
Oh, okay.
She's doing a terrible job.
No. Not on mine, but like I just kinda get tagged into hers. So if you go to hers, it's just thousands, and there's like hundreds of me. So I just like look on hers and feel like it's mine almost. But I'm terrible, like I have photos in here I probably should have uploaded forever ago, and then she does the filters.
Here,
the
put
whole,
these on.
Yeah, yeah.
Do my dirty work.
She uploads them. She gets a bigger kick out of doing that than I do.
So here's what I want to know. So our Instagram is tied to our podcast, is a podcast about comic books and pop culture and stuff like that. Things. Do you listen to this show?
I have. I'm a pretty recent listener, what? But I got like at least 3 or 4 episodes under my belt.
Nice.
Hey, man, yeah, that's a lot of fucking content.
Yeah, that's like easy, no, like 20 fucking hours of content.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I know you guys a little bit. That's why I was like, all right. I even live in the same area you guys do. I live in Aurora. That's what.
What?
I just kind of. Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
Felt, I even been to the Hall of Justice comic books because of you guys.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's nice. That's who ditched us is fucking John. He's like, oh, I got customers. I got to run my business.
Not me. I'm like,
You're all, I'm at work. Fuck this shit. Don't say where you work.
I'm not.
Maybe don't say your last name either. Yeah. So Isaac, you know, obviously, you know what our show's about and all that shit. Like, what do you enjoy? Like, do you read comic books? Are you a big fan of movies? Like, what is it that kind of made you pick up the show?
Oh, it's everything, man. The biggest tie-in for me, the comedy aspect. I like a lot of.
We
like,
are pretty.
I
fucking
listen
funny.
To a lot of podcasts, and for me, the main thing is like whenever guys have a good sense of humor. Like, I listen to plenty where they just kind of give you a. Feed you the news type thing, you know, tell you what's going on. But I need like I listen to like Joe Rogan, and I mean it's just mostly comedians.
Nice.
And
we're kind of like, I mean, John Oliver.
Exactly.
His
like,
show is called Last Week Tonight.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, and we are definitely cool the news from it, 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, but big comic book reader and all that.
Where'd you hear about
gamer,
us?
Yeah. What's up?
Where'd you hear about us?
I'm trying to remember right now. I want to say I might have just been cruising through just podcasts or something to that effect. I'm trying to remember what rabbit hole I fell down that I found.
that led you to this shit show.
I looked up comic book stores in the area, found the comic book store, looked on their Instagram. And I remember seeing them at I think they were at the last Comic Con. Like, they had a stand up, and I was like, that sounds familiar. And from there, they had you guys said that he had a podcast or whatever with you guys, and then I started listening to the podcast.
Nice.
So that's, I think that's I'm positive that's how I got into it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what books do you read? What comics are you into right now?
I mean, my favorite character probably right now, Iron Fist. I do a lot of martial arts and stuff. I've slowed down a little bit, but. Like kung fu and all that, like from childhood. Like my dad's was a karate like master type guy and all that, so he taught me stuff. So
no wonder you're
exactly. I was gonna say it's like I'm a pretty big guy. I'm 6'4", like 280. Yeah.
And he means that in the nicest way possible.
You suddenly sound super terrifying to me.
Yeah.
I'm this huge ass guy. I like comic books. I follow your podcast.
All right, goodbye.
One had just gotten a request on his Skype from a big breasted woman. I was like, you should have just called her and been like, you're on our podcast. We know that you're a spam bot from the Ukraine, but it's not a big deal. Oh, man.
Yeah, but I thought it was really cool because I was like interested in podcasts and whatnot myself. And I always want to jump in because mostly now because I, like I said, I feel like I got a sense for it because I've been doing listen to so many that it seems just like a fun time. And you guys were pretty cool. Like, you're like local and you guys just started it up. Like, I can't imagine how you guys just picked up a mic and started doing this. It seems so crazy.
I picked up fuck all. Juan picked everything up and was like, be on the goddamn show. I was like, yeah, all right.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah, I'm tired.
I'll do whatever. I don't care.
He has no pants on right now.
Oh, my God. I get a specific caveat that there wouldn't be any top. I wouldn't be getting any top.
Yeah,
lift,
you're not going to get any topless selfies.
No dick pics, right?
I mean, unless you ask nice.
This would be the most elaborate.
And then you'd have to look really hard.
Yeah.
It's in there.
Yeah.
swear.
Yeah, that would be the craziest. Anyways, are y'all guys gonna do a podcast at the Comic Con? You probably could.
Yeah, we have a booth
at Denver.
We'll have a booth at Denver Comic Con this year.
Oh, cool.
We're trying to get set up at Colorado Springs Comic Con. Colorado Collectors. Oh, that's Brandon. You want to be on a conference call?
Oh,
wait, you still there, Isaac? Anybody?
What happened?
Juan ruined everything. Who's there?
I'm here.
Hey, Brandon, what's up, man?
What's up?
Brandon's the guy that used to live in my basement.
Oh!
And now is... Because you broke it, probably. Can we conference call, or are we... Are you still there? Oh, my God.
Hello?
Somebody hung up on...
Oh, crazy.
Now, are you calling... We got another call, too. What? Brandon, no. You just got a call from him. Something fat. You literally just got a call from him. Here, I'll ask. I would say Juan will edit this out, but that's a fucking lie.
Oh, no, it's
yeah, Electra Fat.
Can I do like a group thing?
Yeah. I didn't know you were into that, man.
You know.
So is this what you were hoping for? It's just us being assholes?
Oh yeah, no, this is exactly what I tuned in for.
So have you seen the Batman versus Oh my god, that was so fucking loud. What was that?
Hello?
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay. Something else going on?
Yeah, Juan's playing with his computer. Anyway, have you seen Batman vs. Superman yet?
I haven't, and I'm really discouraged right now because of, like, everything everyone's saying. Like, I know girls who, like personally, who, like, dress up as Catwoman every chance they get, and they go and, like, chase down every, like, bat, like, DC thing they can, and they came out of that going, like, it was a movie, I guess, and I'm like, oh, no.
You know, I personally really enjoyed it. Like, it was it was cool to me. Like, I like that it's super plot-driven as opposed to being, like, an action-y movie. It's mm-hmm. definitely not like the Marvel movie, so.
Oh, all right.
Don't be discouraged. Give it a shot. That's my...
I'm not entirely discouraged. I just have to be like, you know what? I'm going to sit down for those... What's the time on that? Like,
it's like 2.5 hours long. Yeah, it's super fucking long. Like,
if it's good, that's great. If it's cringy.
It's not Hateful Eight long, but it's definitely getting up there.
Here, give me a second.
There's a robbery happening.
Working security. Okay, I'll be there in a second. Well, we can do what we said. I can see you guys in the background.
No, you better
see what
go.
Happens.
You better all go right. Do your real job without getting in trouble.
Well, I just had to sign someone in, so. Alrighty, maybe I'll call you guys back.
Cool. Nice. Well, hey.
Awesome.
If you don't get a chance to call us back, thanks a ton for being on our show, man. You alleviated some downtime, and it's awesome to actually talk to somebody that's not one of our close personal friends.
Oh, shit, I hung up on him.
Oh, you fucking dick face.
That was fucked up. I don't know what's going on with technology today.
Are you calling Brandon now?
Yeah.
Brandon?
Yeah.
Hi, Brandon.
He's on video, but I'm not going to go.
Don't go on video. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. So, listeners, this is my friend Brandon. He lived in my basement for a while.
That doesn't sound creepy at all.
Yeah, that was pretty creepy.
It looks like he's in.
Are you in your... Yeah. Are you in
I'm
your...
In my...
Hey.
I'm currently in my office doing my... Food order.
Oh, fun. That was always my favorite part of the job. Mostly because I just like going, oh, I like food.
I'll say this and that and this and two of those.
You might want to get the roof checked out. Looks like there's some leaks in your tile.
Is that better?
He moved the camera.
That's awesome. Stop looking at my roof, motherfucker. So, how is Oklahoma City?
Lame.
It is boring, and I want to set our government on fire.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's not a fan. Oklahoma sucks, man.
Man, Oklahoma catches a bad rap. There's a lot of cool shit, a lot of history here. It's just that all the people that run our government are religious nutbags and bigots.
Tell us how you really feel, Brent.
But I'm not bitter.
So here's an excellent opportunity for you. When you're not in the cooking persuasion, what do you do?
I'm a DJ.
And what is your DJ name?
Noticeably FAT. You can check it out. Facebook.com/DJ Noticeably Fat. Mixcloud.com/Noticeably Fat.
And what kind of DJ music do you do? Because I actually really enjoy it, and I'm not the hugest fan of electronic music to start out with, but I like your...
It's mostly called electro swing or vintage remix. It incorporates a lot of big band jazz, swing, blues, vintagey stuff, and I even get into a lot of stuff that incorporates like Balkan and gypsy stuff too.
It's cool. So it's just, he basically incorporates like older music and then like kind of Eastern European gypsy style music. It's actually really, really, and like I said, I'm not the hugest fan of electronic music. It was awesome when he lived in our basement, like where I have like my comic books, like that was, and the table that I have like my gear and stuff on, he had like, it's unlike, you know, most modern DJs that just use like on intern tables and stuff like that. Like Brandon has a massive fucking collection, and he actually mixes and does his shit from like actual record most part. Oh. So it was super fun. Like our house would all of a sudden be like a dance party, and then it would just be this crazy like fucking DJ session in our basement. It was awesome.
I think we added another caller to this call.
Who's that?
Hello?
Oh, John's back. Hi, John.
Dude, I can't hear you. My head's...
That's weird.
Oh, that's because I have the fucking computer off. Duh.
How are you talking to us then?
Well, I can still talk, but if I... Just don't worry about it. We're good.
Say hello to Brandon.
How's it going, Brandon?
How's it going?
Good.
So we got bored waiting for you to come back, and we just asked social media to hit us up on Skype.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we talked to Brandon about DJing a little bit, and we talked to Isaac, who's a security guard and had to go do his work.
He's like, I can take you with me if you want.
So the cool thing about Isaac is that Isaac listens to the show and is from Aurora and has been to your shop before.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Is Brandon starting?
Okay,
cool.
He's doing his order.
He's on video. That's the funny part.
He's doing his order in a leaky ass room.
Hey, I will come down there.
in like 17 or 18 hours or so.
I was going to say, give me 12 hours to a day.
So, since we have John back, do we want to do our old man segment?
Sure. Whatever you guys want to talk about.
Brandon, you can just hang out if you want.
I'm down.
Sweet. John, do you have an old man?
No.
That's the whole reason we waited for you.
Well, I didn't know I was going to have to come back on and just jump at that shit.
Well, do you have anything?
I do, actually. I do. I have an old
man. You have an old man sitting next to you?
An old...
His pants are off.
Why would his pants be off? That's just weird.
Because you're a pervert.
Yeah. Oh, wait. We're not taking our pants off?
I mean, you totally can.
Well, that's a good thing.
Because that's been done for a while.
So my old man thing, I've been picking up gradually, little by little, some of the DC Comics archives books, specifically for Aquaman, some Justice League stuff. For those of you who aren't familiar, they're a hardcover book. They're really nicely done, but they reprint all of the Silver Age Justice League. So like the Justice League Volume 1 does Brave and the Bold 28, 29, and 30. So the first three appearances of Justice League. And then it has the first four issues of the regular series, which is really cool because they're in full color. They look amazing. One guy was telling me some of the stuff that they would do to actually produce these books. DC would try to find copies of the books on eBay and through, you know, retail channels that they would get. They would literally cut the pages and the panels out of the book. They would bleach the paper to take away all the kind of tan color of the paper. And they did all this kind of crazy restoration shit to get the true colors and the original, you know, all of the original artwork to look as clean as possible. And then it's reprinted in these bound volumes so that you have the entire story that you can read without having to worry about breaking open your old school books that may be worth lots of money and that sort of stuff. So it's something that, you know, they came out like 10 or so years ago, and I don't know why I never kind of picked up on them back then, but Of course, now they're fucking out of print, and so they're stupid expensive for some of them. But
yeah, but you're filthy rich.
Yeah, yeah. I just, you know, make it rain and all that shit. But I've been picking up those whenever I find a cool one. Like there's some Atom ones and there's some Hawkman ones. So for the obscure characters that I like, you know, I'll go pick up some of these old books, and it's just, I'm a collector by nature, but I like to read also, and sometimes I have a hard time going back and rereading my old comics because some of them aren't in the best of conditions, and I don't want to damage them any more than they already are. So the archive editions are really cool because you can do that without any fear of, you know, messing up your old shit. So right, that's my old shit.
Even if it's like an expensive trade, it's still a trade, like significantly right. more durable. Like I'm in the same boat. Some of the goldens that I have are not in good condition, so I'm
sure.
super petrified to like take them out of the bag and
bowl. Exactly.
That's cool. What were they called again? Sorry.
They're just the archive editions. Nice. And they do them for like Golden Age. There's the Golden Age Superman. There's Golden Age Action Comics. For books that have been around since then, and then there's Silver Age archives, which are you know the silver, obviously Silver Age stuff. Shut the fuck up.
So Silver Age stuff with Golden Age comic book stores in there.
You know what?
The case at all. I'm gonna punch you in the dick next time, Warren.
Oh man, that's, I think you owe me like 17 dick punches.
I think so too.
Hey, what's gonna suck is the day that he like collects.
That's right. So,
hey, I've been keeping track. I'm up to 35 dick punches. Stand fucking still.
That's right.
So hey, can we say dick at wherever Brandon is? Dick, 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 dick.
Yeah, I'm in my office by myself.
Oops, sorry.
So every time you say dick, his dick actually just gets harder. So.
Oh, this food order.
Yeah, you know me so well.
Dude, he's got concrete cock right now.
Oh, man.
That's awful.
So, oh,
man. So Juan, you better start doing that Shaolin monk stuff where they like hang single blocks from their dick and balls so that you can get prepared for the 35.
my iron cock's technique is stronger than yours.
That's right.
Dude, what's hilarious is I've actually seen a Shaw Brothers movie where a guy kicks a Shaolin monk in the junk and he like deflects it with his iron balls. Like some, I love those old kung fu. So you know what bums me out? Like I was kind of looking into this a little bit, you know, in the same vein as like the archive comic book.
Sure.
You know, there's tons and tons of like issues of like Detective Comics that have been anthologized, but those first 26 issues of Detective Comics that are part of the Golden Age that don't have Batman in them, there's not a book of those, and that really bums me out.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Like so. So
I think Isaac's back.
Hey, there he is.
Oh, he is.
Before you go any further, I'm going to vacate your line so I can go be responsible and do my job.
All right, Brandon. Have a good day, man.
I just wanted to say hi, and I saw a chance to plug mine.
Plug it again.
Nice.
One more time.
Okay. Facebook.com/DJNoticeablyFat or Mixcloud.com/NoticeablyFAT.
Nice.
Also, if anybody's gay, punch him in the dick for me.
I will add that to the list. Do that for you. You got it.
Awesome. You guys have a good one.
John, this is Isaac. Isaac's been at your store.
Hey, Isaac, how's it going?
Hey, dude.
Promise not to put in the dick since you've been to the...
Oh, awesome. Is that how it works?
Yeah, you just got to go to the shop and he won't punch you in the dick. That's how Juan skated by on his 27 dick punches.
How much does that cost?
Free dick punch with purchase.
Oh, awesome. You owe me a dick punch.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Do the dick punches get progressively harder the more you spend?
Are you talking about the punches or the dick?
I was going to say, what if... shouldn't it get softer and a little more strokier?
Unless you're into that sort of thing. Yeah, that's cool.
With the purchase of $100, it goes from dick punch to hand jobs.
I'll even put lotion on my hands for you, Juan.
Oh, God.
I am.
You should see the look my wife is giving us right now.
Isaac's like, I'm never going back to that fucking store.
Oh, no, man. I was thinking, like, well, maybe I can work there or something. I don't know. Let's figure out how am I going to get these lubed up punches.
Lubed up now.
You don't get those outside of the state pen.
Oh, my goodness. It's a whole world of marketing opportunity.
Yeah, exactly.
We absolutely need to have more random people on the show.
I agree. This is awesome.
I'm as random as it's going to get. I don't know.
Anyway.
So we were talking about old man stuff and also dick punches.
That goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
For the right price.
Or dick in hand if you're that. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Oh, Jesus. I think we broke Juan and Gabe. Juan and Gabe, are you there?
Yeah, we're here. We're here. Are
you dick punching each other right now?
Just lotiony dick punches. It's okay.
It's going to cost a couple of trades if you want to watch. We can't just really...
Just enable video right now. We can get more people on.
Or less. Way, way less.
I don't know about that.
Join us on Skype while Gabe punches Juan in the dick.
Dude, it reminds me of that video that was on Facebook where the guy's going up the elevator and the other guys are going down the elevator.
Oh, and he touches their hands.
Yes, and looks very suggestively. What if you did that in a mall but just went around punching people in the dicks as hard as you could?
You'd go to jail.
I don't know about that. I think you need to put that on maybe Patreon or get this funded.
We
got to
bring Isaac with us. He's a kung fu master, he said.
That's true.
Short of that, but like I said, I'm big. I can probably... hit them and they won't have any other response other than to fall over.
I don't think most dick have much of a response besides falling over.
Well, if you give them just a little, like, you know, just a nudge, you know, just like an attaboy, like on the chin type thing.
Yeah, but still, sometimes those are the worst and will actually make you cough up a testicle.
Oh, yeah, like that, just the tap with the fingernail type thing.
Oh, God, the graze is the worst.
Oh, man, that was the Achilles tendon of the male anatomy. Just yes. A little... tap there.
I mean, besides the tendon, yeah, of course.
I mean, you know.
Second Achilles tendon.
I would probably be better off in a battle if you cut a tendon than smack me in the junk real hard. I would probably be like, thank you, not punching me in the dick with your lotiony hand.
Now I'm on the ground and I can't stand up and you can't punch me in the dick once I didn't really stand in.
Oh, man. Anyway, so
part of me wants to write hashtag dick punch on the chalkboard, but I don't know that would be acceptable.
Well, that's what our Twitch for.
Yeah.
Taking a breath.
Oh, God.
People should know what they're tuning in for, unless this is their very first episode, and they think it's going to be some kind of wholesome comic book thing.
True. That's true.
But, I mean, like the title says, thinking outside the long box, I don't know. this is pretty far out of the long box.
This is very fucking outside.
Someone looking up DeviantArt or something over there?
No, I'm just putting hashtag lotion and dick punch.
He's looking up porn.
Oh, just straight up. Rule 34 exists, you know.
Yes, it does. Oh, okay. So back to the old man before my wife kills us. What I was saying before this devolved into lotiony dick punches is it bums me out that there's not like some kind of archive edition of the first 26 issues of Detective Comics.
Totally
like,
agree.
It's stupid. It's like, it's part of comic book history, and just because they don't have Batman in it, there's not people. I want to read that.
So it's surprising, because More Fun Comics is the same exact way, you know? More Fun Comics, you have all of the Golden Age Doctor Strange, you've got Golden Age Spectre. None of that's ever been collected.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to come by. And then you get into 73, which is the first appearance of Aquaman and first appearance of Green Arrow. And that went from 73 to, I think, 101. So you've got a ton of stuff there that nobody really has access to. And it would be awesome if they could collect that and put it somewhere. You know, even if it was just like the showcase stuff where they're just black and white, you know, they're not just color.
So they exist, so yeah. You can read them.
Exactly.
Like even the Millennium edition of More Fun 70 goes for like $45 now. Like, it's ridiculous.
Right. Yep. But that was that's my old man pick, or all of the cool, you know, and they're expensive, but they're one of those things that if you really like somebody, like Gabe really likes Conan, I'm sure you've got one of the Conan or a couple of the Conan, you know, collected
editions. I have like the massive Essential Conan that's like the first 50 issues, like in double size, like hardcover. I mean, we talked about that. Like, nobody collects like the giant volumes, collect like a specific title and happen to buy the giant volumes of that. That's cool. Well, my old man pit is actually cheaper and more.
Dick punches.
It's punching the dick by a lotiony hand. I've been rereading X-Force. I went.
John laughed. I know. At you.
I laughed because he fucking cleaned me out of my X-Force like 2 months ago. He's like, "Where's your X-Force? I'll take it all."
So I read issues 1 through 15 over the last week and a half or something. I stand by my hatred of Rob Liefeld's art. Like, just it's. Not,
so rough.
It's not good. Like, everything about it is not good to me, and it's super frustrating, but the plot is really, really cool. There's these amazing blips on the radar, though. There's X-Force 8, which is largely done by Mike Mignola, and, like, yes. Mike Mignola's fucking Cable and Domino are so significantly better than Rob Liefeld's Cable and Domino that it's really kind of heartbreaking.
I had John Ring come in here the other day that picked up a copy of that because he's trying to collect all the Domino stuff because now Domino's blowing up because of the Deadpool movie.
Right.
And he's like, who did this shitty art? And I was like, dude, you're going to get punched in the dick if you keep talking like that. It's just funny because he's very Todd McFarlane, you know, Eric Larson. He's very image creator stuff.
Right.
And Mignola is not that at all.
No, he's in his own separate class of like amazing. So, but the other thing is at issue 15, Capullo picks up on the art.
Oh, that's cool,
and it's just so much better. Like it looks like readable. It looks like an actual comic book. I don't know, but I love the story.
Everybody's got feet.
Yeah, everybody has feet. So
dudes
I've gotten
don't have
to
boobs.
they don't wear shoulder pads that are three times bigger than their entire body, or weird padded helmets that protect nothing except for their cheeks.
Hey, Shatterstar's got very sensitive cheeks. All right,
he has a very sensitive cheek and forehead region.
Yes,
like
what's up with this? Those weird headbands.
This is a glass jaw right there. Glass jaw.
He touched my cheek. Can't stop coughing, but
it's all that jizz.
It's anyway, X-Force 1 through 15, it's a really cool run. It builds up to Executioner Song. I didn't want to go and like track down the X-Men and X-Factor and all that for, so I'm picking a trade of Executioner Song, and then I'll go the rest of it until I get Shattershot, and I'll try to fight a Shattershot. It's a cool run. I still like X-Force as a storyline. It'll be interesting to see what they do with it as far as a movie goes.
Nice. So,
I don't really.
There you go.
So how does
shut up, Juan. Go take a nap, asshole. Well, I think it.
I think we're done.
Yeah. So,
who's your favorite X-Force character?
My favorite X-Force character is Domino.
Because of the movie?
No, it's because she's cool.
It's because of boobs, yeah.
Hot boobs.
Yeah, boobs.
My wife in the background, stop talking about me. I like your hot boobs, too.
We can hear her, so you don't have to tell us what she's saying.
We're getting there.
They can hear you. I'm just letting you.
All right, well, anyways. With that said,
on that note.
No, on that note, this has been another amazing episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe. No, I want to do this.
Oh.
I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan.
I'm John.
And who are you?
I'm Isaac.
Yeah!
Who's that guy?
So, Isaac, I want to say this with you on.
What?
What's that?
Me off the show.
No.
Isaac's going to replace you.
You took an hour off, so we had to fill some time.
I had to help customers, dickhole.
You had to help customers' dickhole?
Yeah.
Man.
They bought a lot of stuff. He had to give them that lotion he punched to the dick.
You got 33 of those coming, Juan.
Oh, man. That was a lot.
I feel like after the first one, it would be kind of like a...
All right, keep them coming.
Whoa.
Anyway, so if you would like to be in Isaac's position where you're randomly put into the middle of a show, be sure to follow us on all of our social medias. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox, on Twitter, Instagram, or Periscope at Outside Long Box, or you can find us on Skype at Outside the Long Box, or you can email us at outsidethelongbox@gmail.com. Or you can call us, which is
970-573-614.
Which is absolutely something we want you to do. I think I presented you with a question last episode. This episode, give us a call. Tell us what you thought about Batman versus Superman. By the time we actually get to those calls, you will be able to be spoilery because it'll be approximately 6 months after the movie came out.
It'll be out on Blu-ray.
So please let us know with your super spoilery. I absolutely like that part where Wonder Woman gave a lotiony hand punch to Batman.
That was in the trailer. That totally ruined all the lotion.
If you enjoy what you hear, be sure to go to our Patreon page, which is at patreon.com/TOTLB. Kick us even like $1 or $5 a month to help us, you know, keep the lights on, quote unquote. You
yeah,
know.
Isaac.
One. No pressure, asshole.
Apparently, we have to buy lotion for all
these. Yeah, like people are going to show up at your store thinking all sorts.
Oh, gross. No.
Oh,
not,
my
not
God. I swear to God, I hope that happens. Just for once.
Trowel right in front of the counter, like, what are you doing, man?
I heard you gave lotion dick punches.
I'm here for the hand job.
Oh man!
Oh jeez!
If you want to hear,
I saw you had a little upstairs loft thing. I was wondering what was up.
Dude.
I saw the lining. It's like all the cardboard box laying down. I knew that was for something. Now I get it. It's a love nest. Well.
Oh man!
I'm gonna go get it tested.
That note.
I was in your store.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to put a Q-tip up my pee hole again.
Oh, Jesus.
If you feel like this is entertainment, be sure to go to patreon.com/TLTOB and help us keep
you
making
this
show.
You will not get an STD if you come to my store. That's really false. I just want to put that out there. Totally false.
This has been an episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box. We're really glad you listened. You probably won't get a disease from this.
Probably.
Probably.
Oh, a little mystique. There
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Gabe again.
I'm Juan.
I'm John.
I'm Isaac.
Have a good one. Shit! Oh, is John still there? Oh, did you just hang up on him?
Everybody. Shit. Russian whiskey. What's your name, Chenko? Chirpov?
Ensign Chekhov, Pavel Andreevich, sir.
Fine. Chekhov, Pavel Andreevich. Begin shipwide mission broadcast.
Yes, sir. Happy to. Ensign authorization code 95 Victor Victor 2.
Authorization not recognized.
Ensign authorization code 95 Victor Victor 2.
Access granted.
Yeah. I can do that. I can do that. Take the con.
I can.
I can do that.
Keep in manual control. I can lock on. Beam us up.
Compensating gravitational pull and... Yamayo!
This episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box was brought to you by the letters B and S and the number 666, and our fans, Matt, Marika, and Dom. Thanks, guys, and be sure to support us on Patreon at patreon.com/TOTLB.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.